Yo. Real Radio
104.1.
The News Junkie is on.
The three best friends you never knew you had, running through the most viral stories of the day.
The News Junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The News Junkie for a Thursday, November 15th, 2018. Lots to get to today. From a story we discussed that it turns out was a hoax, did I just buy a gun for Christmas? And where in the hell is the Powerball winner? Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, C-Lane.
Good morning.
Just you and me, buddy.
Yeah, bud.
A lot of talking to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that Sabrina wasn't back today until about 10 minutes ago when I saw that she wasn't here. I looked on her desk and I saw, it still says L.A. for today. So I guess that's not happening. But that's unfortunate because we have to do an announcement today at noon about the 5th annual Just Okay holiday party.
Yeah, we promised.
I promised it. Plus, there's other reasons that you'll find out very soon that this needs to be today. So that will be at noon today. You're going to get the information you've been waiting for about the 5th annual Just Okay holiday party. You already know it's going to be December 15th. You already know it's going to be a street party in downtown Orlando, but we're going to fill in the blanks and tell you exactly what's going on real soon. At noon today, the announcement, well, the first announcement, I got to be honest with you, it's going to be like we're going to give you the basics and then we're going to build on it because we're still signing stuff, we're making things happen,
yep.
And as the next 4 weeks roll by, you're going to get more and more out of this big event. So, yeah, I mean, first I knew... I thought she was out like Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it was Thursday through Wednesday, and now I guess she's back tomorrow. I hope we'll see when that rolls around. But the announcement coming today at noon. Quickly, an email from Ryan to tips@thenewsjunkie.com. Sorry for the email. You likely receive lots of these, .. People always start with that. You still sent the email, Ryan. That's number one. Number two, I don't care. Send me all the emails you want. It's fine. I can work through them. I try to respond to as many as I can. What's always funny is when I respond, people are like, whoa, you actually responded to this.
I get that the most on the texting service. They're like, I didn't even know you could text me back. Yes, I can.
Do they know who you are? Do they think you're somebody like behind the scenes, or do they think it's you?
I think they think it's me. I usually...
Dash C-Lane or
something. Yeah, I sign it.
Let them know who's sending it. Well, Ryan says, sorry for the email. Don't worry, Ryan. What time, date, and what is the address of Magnet in Space? I have tickets from Pinewood Derby, and I have not heard anything since October about it. Well, sorry you missed that, Ryan. It's back to space for the first time. And because of all this stuff that's going on with the Just Okay holiday party, and it's got to be perfect, just mwah, perfecto. And the focus of energy on that, we're going to put back to space for the first time in February. It should be beautiful.
Yeah. We also, not for nothing, have a bike drive that we have to do, and that would be like, three events in 2 months. One of them's got to be really big.
Look, when we look at the rest of the year, we got Jim Phillips' final shows next week.
And that's getting real. Look, we got a thing to sign for him back here.
Is he supposed to know about that? So out there now. we got something, and we got that going on.
For
next
all
week.
He knows, it's a card.
Let's be honest.
It's a card.
He's edging into retirement as fast as can be. He's not awake listening to this right now, I wouldn't think. But
his F's are so gone.
Just out of him completely, and I don't blame him. He put in a lot of time. Really exciting, just to go on a little side journey here, to see these final couple of days. I saw Jack post on the work Facebook group not too long ago. He said, man, these last couple of weeks are really surreal. And it is. It is like that. I mean, yesterday, when we went into the green room to get Tom and Dan to bring them on the show, Jim Phillips was in there, and we're going and hanging out and talking, and four of us are chit-chatting, five of us, I guess, chit-chatting about what's going on with the station and things that are coming up. And then next week, you got his final show on Tuesday. And I'm telling you, everybody's going to be tuning in for Jim Phillips' final show, but there's going to be a tribute show on Wednesday. And Jack Bradshaw, who's a hardworking dude with a full-ass schedule to begin with.
And a family.
And a family and a football team that's really letting him down from what I can hear him yelling about in the hallways. This guy has put a lot of time, like an ungodly amount of time, in this tribute show, and you are definitely going to want to hear this.
I'm excited to hear it.
Everybody on Real Radio is taking a part in some form. And yeah, so we got that going on next week. Jim Phillips will be coming into the show one day next week, and we'll sort of open things up to have a deep conversation with him about his career and all the questions you may have had over the years. That's happening. Then we got the bike drive happening. We got all this planning going on. So all of that is shoving back to space for the first time into February, where it can be done right. And it'll be a really great event for all those involved. So that's what's happening with that. Thank you for the email. We appreciate it. And we hope you're paying attention at noon when we release the details about the fifth annual Just Okay Holiday Party. People are very, very evil, I believe, in skipping right past Thanksgiving. And where was I the other day? I was somewhere the other day. Now, you know where I was? Oh, God. This is showing me. I'm getting into C lane mode now. I was at Home Depot the other day.
Yeah.
You want to get worse with it? I was at Home Depot in the gardening section the other day. And as I walk through Home Depot, I see Santa Claus, a waving Santa Claus, and a waving Mrs. Claus. And I look all around, and there's trees up, and there's lights and decorations, and meanwhile, everybody is just dismissing Thanksgiving, and it's made me realize I'm changing. I'm a changing man, and I want to go back on something else that I've said that I was wrong about.
All right, so this is the second time this week.
That's right.
That you have done a 180.
Huh, complete 180. I'm in Flavortown now with Guy Fieri. I'm embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm. I am. That's fine.
I'm reluctantly a member of Flavortown because he's doing great things for the folks dealing with the fires out in California. But I have said some mean, terrible, unforgivable things about my girlfriend's salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, the Pilgrims. Wow.
The Pilgrims. But I realize now, because Thanksgiving gets the push off like this for Christmas, and Christmas just eclipses the great holiday of Thanksgiving, I am going to go back on that. I like them now. I like them. I want to see yours if you have them. Send them my way. Send me a photo of your Pilgrim salt and pepper shakers. I know they all look the same, but I want to get in the mood here. And I want to give Thanksgiving the attention that it deserves. But people are moving right on past that and all the fun that comes along with. And there's already companies that are giving their employees their Christmas bonuses. Maybe I missed the email. I didn't get any calls. Have you heard anything about Christmas bonuses or presents we're getting?
Let's see. Just do a checking my email.
Search in the inbox there. Just gifts, money.
I'm going to clean out the refrigerator. Haven't done the code of conduct training yet.
No, that's not it. That's not it. Money or gifts is what we're looking for from iHeart.
Gift for Mr. Phillips. No.
All right. Well, it turns out we're not on the radar for iHeart yet to get gifts like this. But there is a place, and they have given out their employees a Christmas gift already. Already in the middle of November, their Christmas a month and some change away, they've already gotten their Christmas gifts. And when I read this, I go, man, that's a weird thing. A local company, this is local in Wisconsin, in Hortonville specifically.
So gives, not local at all.
Not here, no. Local, everything's local when you get to it, Sile. A local company gives all their employees handguns for Christmas.
Woo! Doggies.
All right, I only have a shotgun over here. I'll have to do for now. But I said, oh, wow. And I saw the photo of everybody from this company, and they're holding their guns up in the air. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Got my gun. Yeah. Woo! And then I realized I may have bought one of those guns. And it's because I started to dive into this company. And I said, this is a weird thing here.
Oh, you may have paid for one of those guns.
I may have paid for one of those guns that the employees had at their Christmas party in November.
I thought you were saying that you may have, like, drunk Amazoned a gun. Are there guns on Amazon?
I don't believe so. No. This is more hoops you got to jump through than that, thankfully. But I looked and I go, they're holding up guns. They all got these guns for their Christmas party. And I think I at least partially funded one of those guns. And that's because the company's called Benshot.
Well, they have guns on Amazon.
Actual guns with all the mechanisms in it? Somebody will straighten us out on Dispatch who knows a lot about that stuff. The company Benshot, I just recently purchased something from them. And that money may have gone to fund this Christmas gift to their employees, which was all of them in the photo with all their guns up in the air celebrating the holiday. What do you think it was? Think about something I bought recently. You've used. You've used it. And it involves gun stuff in some way. You've used it.
Oh, that little tiny gun.
Nope. Nope. Not that.
No?
Nope. Wasn't that.
It involves gun stuff, and I've used
it? You've used it a bunch of times. You've used it a whole bunch of times. You've had it in your hand. You've put it up to your mouth. You've drank from it.
Oh, the bullet shot glasses.
The tiny shot glasses that have a actual bullet in them are made by this company, Benshot, that is now in the news today for giving all their employees handguns for Christmas.
Well, they're all about the gun culture then.
Yeah, you're welcome, folks. You're welcome, everybody over there. Santa Sean just dropping my gifts along the way. We got a lot to get to today. Noon, the announcement for the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Names dropping, things that are happening, the details you've been pining for or begging me to say because I'm not saying anything. That kind of stuff coming up at noon today and so much more, plus your dispatches when we come back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie. I'm too damn young to give up on the night. I'm used to the darkness. I'm used to the darkness. I'm just a man. I'm only flesh and
bone. We'll get to your dispatches to get a Thursday rolling in just a bit. Now, I couldn't believe this. When I saw this morning, I said, wow, I figured we would be hearing more about this. But you know that big Powerball win, $343 million, I guess it was on October 27th.
It was a big win, but it was sort of overshadowed by the huge Mega Millions win.
Yes, yeah, that was the massive one. That guy says he can't let the money change him, the guy who won the $343.8 million. He said he wants to take care of it for the next generation in my family. This is the gentleman, Robert Bailey, who won. And he decided to take the lump sum of $198.1 million. Oh, poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
All he got, and then after taxes, it's $125
million. Oh.
They're chipping away at your funds, sir, but I think you'll be okay with $125 million. He's 67 years old. He's a retired government employee who lives in Manhattan, but he came forward at a news conference. You know who has not come forward? The person who won the other big Powerball jackpot. There's one of the winners that hasn't come forward yet.
So wait, he split this with somebody else?
Hold on, let me try to get... I've got a different story here, so let me try to get this actual information. Here it is. CNN just posted this not too long ago. The Mega Millions winner of $1.5 billion, the person who won, and they know what the numbers are, obviously. They know that the winning ticket was sold at a KC Mart convenience store in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And nobody has come forward yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. They still have over 100 days to do this. But nobody, this is a little while has gone by. Nobody has come forward at this point in time.
Could you imagine?
Are we thinking the same thing?
I think we are.
Could you imagine if you just did, I'm not going to win, and you didn't look to check your numbers?
Oh, my gosh, I checked all of my numbers immediately.
But if you were the person that goes, I'll take a beer and give me a pack of smokes and just give me one of those lottery tickets, and you left it in your center console, you forgot to check, you heard that somebody won.
They put all your stuff in a bag, including the lotto ticket, and you took the beer out, and you took the pack of smokes out, and you took the bag of Cheez-Its out. Or whatever you bought.
Your snacks.
And then you forgot about the ticket. It's kind of in there in the bag, and you threw it away.
You throw away $1.5 billion. When you throw away $1.5 billion, that is not just a mistake that you would let. I think people would just off themselves if they found out that they did it.
They would never know.
You're right. If they didn't know. Unless they threw it away. You throw away a $1.5 billion winning lottery ticket. And after you dunk that in the trash can, you realize at some point later, because they say where the store that sold it,
right.
They probably even have video evidence of the person purchasing the winning ticket.
Possibly.
And now, is that enough for you to win? Or
no.
Do you physically need the ticket?
I think you need the ticket.
My God, that would be frustrating.
And then, so you think that there's anybody who tries to do some calculations here and go, all right, here is the store that the ticket was sold at.
Yeah.
Okay. It services this neighborhood, and this neighborhood's trash goes to this landfill.
Right. You start tracking that back and just get yourself a shovel and dig.
I think for that many millions of dollars, there might be a couple people who wouldn't put it past themselves to kind of...
It's a treasure hunt. Yeah. That's what that would be.
It's a hell of a hunt.
They say they still have over 100 days to come forward. They have... It's been 80 days so far, close to it. And you have 180 days from the draw day to claim the prize. In doing so, you could remain anonymous, but nobody has come forward. They're surprised about this. They are saying the lottery commission, we don't speculate why they haven't come forward. The winners should know how they will handle the money accordingly. So it's not uncommon they take their time to claim it. They're going to get, before taxes, one-time cash lump sum, $878 million. Take the taxes out of that, you're still sitting pretty for the rest of your family tree, I would think, unless you make some real bad decisions. So, two stories there. One saying, I won $343 million and I can't let money change you. Good luck with that. And the other, not even picking up the winnings yet. Somebody, and that would be so frustrating if you had the video of yourself purchasing the billion-dollar ticket.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody agrees that's you. You can prove everything, but you don't physically have the ticket. Somebody's going through that right now. Let's go to the dispatches. Here's my best friend with a dispatch.
Dude, you got a tattoo.
I did.
So do you, dude. Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Oh, sweet. God, man.
What about mine? Dude.
No. Dude, where's my car needs to stay in the grave that it's been buried in.
What does mine say? Sweet.
That was the 90s version of Who's on First. And I gotta admit, I watched the movie and I think I laughed at it at the time.
Oh, of course. I've seen it plenty of times.
I don't know that it holds up. I don't know. I do. You want to hear Guilty Pleasure?
The Continuum Transfunctioner is a mysterious and powerful device whose mystery is only exceeded by its power.
I don't know that deep of quotes in the movie. You're going deep there. I only know the dude tattoo part.
Seen it a few times.
And the dude wears my car part. You guys always make fun of me, and you say that I like Julia Roberts.
Love her.
Which is nonsense and not true. I think she's fine, but whatever. And I actually like... Oh, God, what's it called? The Ashton Kutcher movie with Brittany Murphy, where he's a radio traffic guy, just married.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure movie. I actually like that movie. And that you can make fun of me for that if you'd like, but not the Julia Roberts stuff. Well, you could do either. Here's Rob.
Hey, guys. Happy Thursday. Welcome back, Sabrina. Definitely missed you a little bit there. Just wanted to talk about the first Spider-Man preview that I remember. I remember I was in a theater, can't remember what movie I was watching, but in the preview, it showed all these guys rob a bank, and then they go up to the rooftop and get into a helicopter, fly off, and then get caught in a spider web between the towers. Ooh. The World Trade Center in New York. And before the movie was released, that's when the 9/11 happened. And
the 9/11.
They ended up cutting that scene from the movie. But I remember thinking that was crazy that, you know, that was the first preview of that movie that I had seen. And the scene was completely cut because of what happened, you know.
That happened to so much stuff at that time. Album covers and stuff.
I remember that. And I'm surprised they haven't released that footage. Or maybe it's on a DVD extra or something. I've never had the DVD for that movie, so yeah. I don't know. But I was surprised they never finally, you know, kind of brought it out, because the proximity to 9/11 was too much that they decided to redo that scene, and rightfully so.
It did a lot. There was a lot of stuff like that happened at that time. And for those of you who don't know the story, this is something I see all the time popping up. I worked for Clear Channel at the time, like right when this was happening in the weeks afterwards. At the time, it wasn't iHeartMedia; it was Clear Channel, and there's this story that persists that you can never get rid of that said Clear Channel banned all these songs after 9/11.
Yeah, there's a list of them.
And that, like, sometimes it says Clear Channel censored all these songs. What happened was there was an email from management that said, in light of recent actions, we would recommend you reconsider the play of these songs, basically so people wouldn't react in a negative way. You're damned if you do, or damned if you do, damned if you don't, because now people go, look, they censored these bands after 9/11, unacceptable. And then if they didn't do that, and they were playing Drowning Pool, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, which was on the radio at the time, I believe, people would have lost their damn minds. And that's just one of those myths out there that just persists forever. I remember seeing the email itself.
I think it was... The myth part was that they were banned or it was mandatory or something. It was just like a suggestion that went around. And not for nothing, it's not a bad suggestion to maybe not play Crash Into Me for a while.
Right. After,
or Big Old Jet Airliner.
People aren't necessarily in the mood to hear those songs right away. And then right when it became...
St. Elmo's Fire.
It became okay again. Then you go, okay. A blow up like the World Trade, right? Like the Biggie song and... all that stuff.
Some of these, though, you go, where were you going there? Like, they, all right, they left out some war songs. They left out Sunday.
War? You say war?
Yeah.
Automatically happens around here. Sorry, go ahead.
all right, Wipeout.
It's a stretch right there.
Some of them were stretches. I think Mac the Knife was on that list, and you go, what's... what's weird
about...
what would
about be in Wipeout? Is there a line in Wipeout I don't know about?
There's only Wipeout.
World Trade.
Wipeout's the worst Wipeout ever.
Let's go back to the dispatches. Here is Mumbles.
Good morning, Sean. Welcome back, Sabrina. Hi. Hey, C-Lane.
Again.
Hey, on your Just Okay holiday party, I'd like to be able to bring a 8-foot by 4-foot styrofoam sheet and do a spontaneous painting throughout the night. And I'll bring my black lights... and my natural lights. It would be very cool. I can have people join in, make a unified painting. That may be cool. All right, let me know. Yay or nay?
Thank you, Mumbles. Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to pull that off, but email me nonetheless. Here's BoobTube.
Hey, Junkaroos. This is BoobTube here. I'm just piggybacking off the story where the caravan is coming from South America through Mexico to invade
Central America.
It looks like there's a company out there already building the wall. They're called Bear, Keep and Bear. They actually have a Lego set that says build the wall that has
awesome.
The wall pieces and a Trump with a red MAGNA hat. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Thank you. It'll never work. It doesn't. People climb right over walls. That's how things work. This 2018. Let's be smarter than that, please. Speaking of Spider-Man, going back to the first dispatch, there's a video out today. I like this. It's all over the place.
Facebook. You'll
see it at some
Instagram
point, I'm sure.
Y'all seen it?
It's this little girl. I believe it's a little girl. Darcy Rain Cheshire, 3 years old. And she went to her preschool, and they're getting ready for the Christmas play. I don't know why, but I guess they're doing Spider-Man in the Christmas play. They're doing Spider-Man in the nativity scene?
Way to be non-denominational.
A Spider-Man in the nativity scene. Okay. Well, that's what's happening at their Christmas play. But they told her that she wasn't going to be able to play Spider-Man. And she got
it's
mad.
It's Spider-Man, not Spider-Woman. And that is a fact.
She got mad. And she started throwing all kinds of bows out there. Listen to this kid. And saying some pretty aggressive things. not allowed to be Spider-Man.
I've got to be an angel in the school play.
I don't want to be
what
an angel.
What do you want to be?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's not in the Bible. It's the story of baby Jesus.
I don't like baby Jesus.
Maybe she's upset that Spider-Man isn't in the nativity scene. And she thought he should be thrust onto the scene and she should play Spider-Man. She doesn't like baby Jesus.
Why not?
Because I hate baby Jesus.
What? You've got to be an angel
edgy.
In the school play.
I don't like angels.
What do you like?
Batman!
But you can't be Batman in the nativity.
I'm wondering!
But you can be a beautiful angel.
I don't want angels!
She's kicking the seat.
Oh, so you want to go as Batman in the nativity?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Get me a Batman outfit with no... not a skirt one.
Not a skirt one.
Normal one with pants and with a cape.
With a cape, too.
What about the angel?
don't like angels.
She put her foot down.
That sounds like it came right from the movie Love Actually. It just belongs right there with everything. Oh, I don't like baby Jesus.
I don't want to be. The Christmas Play should feature Spider-Man and Batman to some extent. That would be a lot more exciting if you were watching. They got all the parents with their phones out recording their kids. And, oh, there's baby Jesus, and there's the manger scene, and there's all the people
who are... The guiding star, uh-huh. And then Spider-Man just web-slings off the star.
Yeah, Batman pops in as well. We're going to defend baby Jesus. Now people are watching. Now people are paying attention to this.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
They need to ramp up the nativity for sure. All right, we'll get to your dispatches. When we come back, you send them through the News Junkie app. And do not forget, at noon today, we're dropping some announcements on the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. I've felt bad about this so far because we've been talking about it without talking about it. We've been working around things. We've only dropped a few little hints here. I don't know. I was pretty hammered on secret shows.
Oh, yeah.
Did we drop more than that?
You said exactly where the party is.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I'm talking about some bigger things that will be announced at noon today.
We talked a lot about who's not playing.
Yeah. Oh, that's the interesting story in all this. If you are not a Secret Show subscriber, which is the uncensored shows we do each week, one coming out today, later on today, through the News Junkie app and on the web at GetSecretShows.com, audio and video. If you're not, you might want to be just for the upcoming show where we tell you the behind the scenes of this stuff. All the bands that are not going to play there and how these things kind of ended up falling apart. We'll tell you how much they wanted. We'll just spill all the tea that we can possibly spill. It will be a complete and total massacre of the entire plan that we had up until now. But at 12 o'clock today, you're going to hear the real deals because we've polished it. We've put it together. We've worked with professionals. And it's going to be an epic, epic night on Saturday, December 15th. But what's going to happen? Well, that's coming up at noon today. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
It's a Real Radio sports special. NBA basketball. The Orlando Magic take on LeBron James and the Lakers this Saturday. Coverage starts at 6:30 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1.
Get Upside, the app that you've been hearing about. You've waited. You've hesitated.
Preparing you
for the impending robot uprising.
This is the News Junkie.
Just some weekend, just for the weekend. Go somewhere far, go somewhere nice. Yeah.
More your dispatches in a moment. And as I said, we're into the final shows for the Jim Phillips program, the Phillips File. And we're at the point now where there's some stuff going around. You kind of sign things. It's almost like the end of the school year where you sign the yearbook for your friends and people in your class. Do you ever sit there?
I even put Hags for Have a Great Summer.
Did you? Do you ever sit there and think, C-Late, about like what you write there? Because normally I just write stuff real quick and I put it out there. But with something like that, I go, I'm writing this and it's going to stick around for a while. And so maybe at some point somebody else will look at it and go, oh, that's Sean the News Junkie, and oh, that's what he said. And I think about it and go, oh, is this too stupid?
What'd you write?
I'm not telling you what I wrote. It's a private message. It's not a private message. It's on a public thing. What'd you write?
Thanks for the good times.
Thanks for the good times is the most generic thing. You could have put that on anybody's. You could put that on an ex-girlfriend's plaque.
No, I wouldn't.
You can put that on virtually anything. Anybody you know. If I get thanks for the good times when it comes down to something like that, I'm going to go, how dare you?
Write the same thing when we part ways.
So like next Friday, just write that on there. I'm not saying
I get fired next Friday?
No, we're doing well. All is well. But
it'll be a lonely island.
I wrote truly one of the greats.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. You going to go back and redo yours?
Yeah.
Just put somebody
else. Bring it back, Melissa.
All you have to do is just scroll out your name and put somebody else's name under it and then write a new one. You just attribute your quote to somebody else and continue on with things. That may be bad news, but I have good news for you, believe it or not. There was a big study done by the Journal of Evolutionary Biology. And though I'm not a subscriber, it sounds like a very trusted institutional publication. And it sounds like something smart people read, honestly. If you ever go over to your friend's house and you see a bunch of stacked up Journal of Evolutionary Biology copies, that person's probably smart. They did a study and they asked more than 8,500 women to rate men on their attractiveness as a long-term romantic partner. And that study shows that men with beards are more attractive.
Yes, you hold on. Decision. Hold, I got to do the thing here.
You did it. You made a good decision. Woo-hoo! 8,500 women cannot be wrong. They say beards may be more attractive to women when considering long-term rather than short-term relationships. So if they just want to do a quick hit and dip, they say, all right, I'll take somebody with a clean-shaven look. And they said that this indicates a male's ability to successfully compete socially with other males for resources.
Oh, all right. I don't think that's what my beard represents.
The razor aisle? I don't understand how does that make any sense? How does a beard show that you can successfully compete with other men for resources?
And so it shows that I can successfully hide my double chin and just shape my face in such a way that I don't look like a man boy.
I would argue that people who shave on a regular basis show that they can more successfully compete with other males for resources.
What resources?
Razors and shaving cream. They're getting out there and getting the resources they need to shave their face and beardy folks.
There's no competition for...
They're not doing it.
Yeah, there's not like a line around the block for razors.
There's not going to be after this study either, because here's what they said. The top ratings, number one for these 8,500 women was what they call a heavy stubble. So like a 10-day beard. More than I got going on here right now. This is like a 4-day beard. Number two was full beard. Number three was a light stubble. And fourth place was clean shaven. So that's their absolute least favorite. And it's not just a couple hundred women or whatever. 8,500 women from around the world. That's how they view this. Beards, the researchers said, are associated with a man's age and masculine social dominance. So you look like you're socially dominant over me with the beard that you're rocking right now.
Let's be honest, I'm socially dominant over you.
Ouch, wow.
I am a social butterfly. You are a social caterpillar.
I'll get there someday. I'll be a beautiful butterfly someday. It's just going to take a long, long time. I saw you social butterflying it up last night. I stopped by Van Barry's when you were playing your set there.
It was a good time.
And you know it was funny. I think she's seen you play a couple of times before, but she might have just been completely S-faced during those occasions. Courtney's next to me. She goes, he is really good. I go, you haven't heard C-Lane play a million times?
No. I mean, the number, I don't know if she's ever heard me play
she's
before.
Definitely been to Casey's or something when you play before. And I go, are you serious? And
yeah, but let's be honest. The times that you guys have made it long enough for Casey's.
I'm hammered.
Yeah.
I'm blacked out. I don't remember any of this. But then you started playing a Sublime song, and it had a section of the song where it's like record scratching.
Uh-huh.
And you pulled that off like Tom Morello or something on your acoustic guitar. And again, she goes, whoa! And then you do this other effects. I'm not going to say all the effects. He does these little tricks and effects during his performance. And you just, like, knocked her socks off, man.
Well, I'm glad she enjoyed it.
So I grabbed her by the arm and said, let's get the hell out of here. He's got a bigger beard than me. I can't risk this.
What you missed is that since we play a little earlier at the Van Barry's and Ollie's, then we would know, like, Casey's is like a 10-to-1 gig. But there is like a 7-to-10. So there might still be some families in there having having dinner. Yeah, there was a big birthday party last night. So there was a big... a long string of tables, like they were kind of pushed together, so mm-hmm. they had this big to do. There's like little kids. Little kids love watching live music happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
They may have never seen it or they don't see it a lot. And I'll see the parent go, look, the man is about to go, he's playing the guitar, the guy's with the drum. And so there was this girl that was kind of dancing around, this really small girl. And I go, what do I know as far as songs that a girl that young would
yeah.
know.
Do you have a repertoire of songs that little kids like? Like, do you know Moana songs?
No, I don't. I mean, but that's what I was wondering. I was like, and because Beaver on the drum, he's like, you should play, you know, something for her. And I'm like, do little girls watch the same movies that they watched when
the classics?
When we do they watch the classics? Like, do they know this song?
Oh, the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, and we asked the mother, like, does she know the Little Mermaid? She's like, of course she does. So we played Under the Sea, and she had these little light up shoes on that flash every time she takes a step. And
those are still cool.
She's like dancing around. It was the most adorable thing. It was right before you came in.
Did it make you want to have a kid?
No.
No. Stopped it right there.
I got the puppy, man. I'm holding like on to that one for a while. It is.
It's like baby training wheels.
It's a training bra.
Uh huh. Just having a kid. The story we talked about a homeless man who gave a stranded woman his final $20 so that she could go fill up and get back home. This was somebody by the name of Kate McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico. And they were in New Jersey. This made headlines everywhere. We talked about it when it first came out. And then we did the follow-up story.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because the follow-up story was about how the couple was hoarding the money from the homeless guy. And they ended up going to court.
Oh, they set up a GoFundMe or something.
That's right. They set up a GoFundMe, and it made $400,000 because people said, this homeless guy is so nice. Look at this thing that he did. And this sort of blew up in everybody's face. Here's what really happened, if this is true. Let's see here.
Do you remember the couple who helped raise $400,000 for a homeless man? Well, it turns out that couple and the homeless man are all facing charges. Prosecutors say Mark D'Amico and Kate McClure from New Jersey conspired with Johnny Bobbitt to create the get-rich-quick scheme in 2017. The couple created a GoFundMe page claiming the homeless drug addict Bobbitt spent his last $20 to fill up McClure's empty gas tank after her car broke down. The campaign raised more than $400,000. All three face charges of conspiracy and theft by deception for working together to create the alleged ruse. The couple turned themselves in yesterday. Meanwhile, Bobbitt remains at large.
So here's what it sounds like. It sounds like
Bobbitt remains at large.
The couple goes, hey, let's do this because this whole GoFundMe thing is massive. We can get some money off these saps out there. Let's make a story with this homeless guy, and we'll tell him we're going to give him some money out of this. He's not going to lose anything. Just go along with the story. They do the story. It goes viral. People donate like crazy. They get almost $500,000. Then they give the homeless guy, Johnny Bobbitt, just a little bit of money, just the tip of the money that had come into the GoFundMe, and then they try to keep the rest for themselves. They're buying cars. They're racking up bills. They are on top of the world. They scammed everybody, and we're all too stupid to realize it until they did not predict that the homeless guy was going to start complaining. Hey, I want more money. That money was for me. Where's all my money? And he knew that they couldn't say anything. It's like stealing somebody's drugs. What are you going to do, tell the cops?
Exactly.
We were both in this scheme together. Good luck. And it comes out in court that they were all in this scheme together, and you were the ruse in this. And people gave hundreds of thousands of dollars for a cause that they thought was a sweet thing, and it was all a lie. This right here is why you have to be so careful with all these GoFundMes. It's so impossible to verify what is true and what is not. And people want to take advantage of the niceties of humans and of human behavior. The way that you have this empathy for others and you want to help them is used against you. So be smart about that. Make sure you research and don't get had by these folks like everybody did. When we come back, we'll start the announcements for the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Details coming up next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Occupying the space between high society and prison tattoos. This is the News Junkie. These are my friends. These are my friends. I love them. I love them. These are my friends. These are my friends. I love them. And they don't care who you are.
Boss Man Bradshaw truly knows the way to our hearts, C-Lane.
Yes.
He knows how to get us happy, get a smile on our faces. And he knows how to set things up for a pretty wild secret show later today if we're already in about an hour, we're going to start cracking open some beers here on the show. I mean, that seems like a bad choice, but this is one of those weeks, man.
I know. You know, whenever the best weeks are the ones where we have events like this to promote, and they go, we're going to give you food every day. And this one, they go, we're going to give you beer every day.
Food and beer.
But this weekend, the Wine and Craft Beer Stroll at Crane Drew's Park in Altamont, they're going to have unlimited wine and beer sampling, and you can get your discounted tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's the Wine and Craft Beer Stroll at the Altamont Art, Craft, and Wine Festival, and that's Saturday and Sunday this weekend, which is going to be pretty nice. It was pretty nice out when I got up this morning.
It's nice today. It's supposed to be real nice tomorrow, like 60s nice. Mm-hmm. And I know some of you are just solid Floridians with Floridian blood, and you go, nah, it's too cold. I want to be hot. No. 60s with a little crisp wind is just beautiful. And just blue skies, that's the way it's done. And that's what we're hoping for. Saturday, December 15th for the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Okay, here we go. So you have asked for a very long time for some additional details. You are coming from all over the country. I think there's even people coming from different countries flying in to be a part of this event that has grown up over the years. And now I'm going to get right down to it because people have chastised me for spreading out these announcements and hyping it up and taking too long. For the last million years or so, humanity has been driven by evolution, desire, and ability and want. That brings us to this day. I could really drag this. I could go for like segments here if I really needed to. That brings us to Saturday. How about that? December 15th for the 5th annual Just Okay Party. It's a street party. We're taking it to the streets to Washington Square right in downtown Orlando. The street right there, all that area is a huge, huge spot, and we're going to make it the biggest party you've ever seen. So Washington Square is the location where this is all going down. Now, we're not going to tell you everything right now because we can't. We're waiting on contracts. We're signing
things. Stuff that hasn't been signed yet.
Right. We got a meeting right after the show today about this, and there's stuff that's happening every single day. But we'll tell you some of the beginner stuff to get you excited and ready to go. So Washington Square, downtown Orlando, Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 7 p.m. For VIP, you get early entry. You're going to be hanging out with us. VIP, we feel like over the years, we've done all right, okay? Last year, there was some complaints about things that were out of our control. We didn't have any control over the fact that you got a veggie burger or whatever your option was, all right? It's not us. It was not in our control. But this year, we decided to make it the greatest VIP experience ever. So I'm going to lay out some of the stuff you're going to get with VIP first. You'll be able to go an hour early, get access to the venue. You'll be hanging out with all of us. You know, we're going to be there mixing with you for the entirety of the hour. Now, we might have to do some things, some sound check, make sure this is right, that's right, with the artists that are performing. But for the most part, we'll be hanging right there with you in VIP for this pre-party right before the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. So that right there will be fun. It'll be a blast. Second thing, it's a street party and we're outside. So guess what? We spent a whole boatload of money on a big-ass, badass tent with perfect viewing of the stage. So VIP will be sheltered. You'd be in a good spot just in case anything happens. And if not, it's going to be a beautiful day. But if it does, you're still good. You're still good because we've got a big, kick-ass tent. You're going to get some free drinks. Right? You're going to get some free drinks to start things off. You're going to get dinner served. If you're VIP, you're going to get the biggest, most badass VIP bag we have ever done, ever in the history of this show.
You've been really excited about the VIP bag. I don't even totally know everything that's in it. I know some of the stuff you've been working on, but I don't know the entirety of the thing.
You've seen a couple of things?
Yeah.
There's a couple more coming, and one of them we'll give you right now. We'll just let you know. VIP is going to come along with a shirt. So when you buy your VIP tickets, you have to choose, you know, what size shirt you are, because that will be set up along with on your VIP bag. That's a good start
Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, you're paying, it's going to be $99 for VIP, and it's going to include drinks, not all night, but you're going to get a couple of drinks. You're going to get a dinner served by Elixir, which is right there, or from another food provider, TBD. And you're going to get a killer VIP bag that includes a limited edition shirt in it as well, among a lot of other items. The shirt is not, let me put this out there. I don't want to give everything away because I still want it to be a surprise on December 15th. The shirt is not the best and most expensive item in the VIP bag. Just to be clear.
Oh, we're still doing that thing, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to party right along with you throughout the night. So we'll tell you more about VIP, but there's one thing that C-Lane has been incredibly excited about so far, and that is courtesy of the DeWitt Law Firm, one of our sponsors. This is something you've been asking for?
For years.
For 5 years. And you finally got it. What did you get?
An ice luge!
Yeah, man! Moses bought the biggest, most ostentatious, most ridiculous ice luge.
He didn't even like, I mean, I'm sure he's heard me talk about this before, but he didn't even consult with us.
No.
He just sent us a picture of it, goes, I'm getting this for the party. And I was like, you're damn right.
You know, he's been doing that. And then it was about 2-3 weeks ago when the DeWitt Law Firm said, we're going to get this big, giant luge that we're going to bring along with. And I go, oh, that's pretty exciting. And then Moses sent the photo. I thought he was kidding about the photo. I thought he was kidding. I go, well, that's obviously ridiculous and, you know, just too much to bring. And then I joked around with him about the conversation about how ridiculous this ice luge was. And then I realized at some point, oh, he's serious.
Yeah.
He's actually throwing down the bank to do this.
Moses does that.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. And that's going to be one of the things out there. There will be a lot of performances. We're going to have an opening performance from a great band called Young Tapes that many of you may not have heard of. But they are fantastic. I've been getting into all of their stuff on YouTube. The Young Tapes do all the songs from the 2000s that you know.
Nice.
Like all the super catchy.
Like Good Charlotte kind of stuff?
Like everything. Everything from the 2000s that was big.
Watch that be the one band they don't.
and they do a great performance, tons of energy, lights, smoke, spectacular stuff. The Young Tapes will be kicking off the show on Saturday, December 15th.
And, of course, Savvy's Little Helpers are going to be, they've been working on their performance.
Savvy's Little Helpers, which were a huge hit last year. Sabrina, Fritz, the whole crew, all of them. Dirt and everybody involved.
Dan,
all of them. Awesome. Really talented musicians, and everybody had a real fun time with them last year. They'll be around again this year. We'll have the trademark Freak Show acts. We'll have, I believe this is locked in, a brand new show from 20 Penny Circus, who have kind of become rock stars through this whole thing, and a big feature at the Just Okay Holiday Party. Special guests, a lot of big things to be announced and big names to be announced. But I should tell you, I mean, it's a Christmas party after all, is it not? It's a Christmas party. So you got to bring the Christmas spirit to the Christmas party, and you got to bring the party to the Christmas party. And as far as I know, there's only one way to do that and to do it right. And that's to invite these guys to perform for everybody. I love this. It's so ridiculous. Ying Yang Twins will be performing live on stage in Washington Square Saturday, December 15th for the Just Okay Holiday Party. And they will be turning this whole thing into a true, honest-to-God, badass street party at the end of the night. You know all this stuff from them. There's a lot of them like this. Right? And this is the kind of music that even makes me want to dance, which is saying something. Ying Yang Twins, Young Tapes, special guests. Wait till you hear the other acts we're about to
playing that at the same
time. Oh, were we? We mixed it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I go, something's not right here.
I thought it was just layered and there was energy flowing right now. This will be going on out there. As you enjoy yourself, we'll have booths set up for different people presenting. We'll have freak show performers wandering the crowd. We're going to have so much going on. It will be a veritable orgy of activity all around you as you hear all kinds of performances. Oh, this one too.
Did you get the radio version?
I don't know.
All right, thank you.
Mild heart attack. Yeah.
The pulse raised a little bit just then.
Well, the Ying Yang Twins will be doing a big party set at the end. There will be some stuff going on at this stage. I got a call later today with a really, really talented person who has done some legendary shows in this country. and puts on a performance that will leave every jaw dropped to the floor.
Nice.
I've been playing kind of email tag with her, but we're going to lock something in, and then we'll announce what she's going to be doing down the road. We'll announce more acts, bands that you know, bands that you love, that will be performing this year. It is the perfect
bands
mix.
Bands you may have forgotten about.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's the perfect mix of freak show and festival. And that's what we're going for as we blow this up big time this year in 2018. So don't forget the details. Saturday, December 15th, downtown Orlando, Washington Square. Performances like crazy. The Ying Yang Twins are the first announced major act that will be performing there and bringing the party to the end of things. Many more announcements to come, but here's what you need to know. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
All right.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. If you want to get in on this and be part of a night to remember.
Somebody just texted in, no effing way.
Yeah, it's gonna
yes,
be,
way.
Wait, I mean, if you are even slightly tingled or excited by what you've heard so far, wait until we keep telling you what's going to be happening at this event as the months go on, because it's exciting. And you want to snag those tickets as soon as you can, and they go on sale tomorrow. Now, I'm going to wrap this up with something. And this is a simple statement because I'm tired of getting yelled at events. I'm going to wrap this up with this. If you're on the alert list already, you're going to get an email the moment those tickets go on sale. I would encourage you to buy them immediately if you are able to do so, because they will definitely sell out. And they will sell out quickly. So if you want VIP, and it's our biggest, best VIP experience ever, you guys are all going to leave with smiles on your faces. You're going to get the lanyards. You're going to get the VIP bag. You're going to get all four of the magnets, the designs to be released either late this week or early next week. Just like we did last year, even cooler street-themed designs for the 5th Annual Just Okay Holiday Party. But get those tickets as soon as you can. And as soon as everybody else hears about it, jump on it. Get your general admission tickets. Get your VIP tickets as soon as you can, because these are going to fly out there and you don't want to miss a hell of a time with us, with all these folks, and with so much more going down Saturday, December 15th for the Just Okay Holiday Party. Questions? Email me, tips@thenewsjunkie.com. Look forward to hearing your dispatches. We'll dive into those next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie.
I know you won't find a friend. No, you won't find a friend like me. I know.
What everybody doesn't know is that this is a real display of the self-control that we're trying to employ right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we made that announcement, I'm like, I want to say things. I want to say all of the things about the Just Okay Holiday Party. But we're going to have to wait. And I'm going to have to calm down. And we'll start drizzling those out here and there over the next 4 weeks or so. It's going to be a kick-ass event. Hope you enjoyed the beginning announcement there. If you missed it, well, go back in time. And the podcast is a good way to do that. We'll get to your dispatches in just a second here. I love New Orleans. There's no surprise for you to hear that. And the restaurants in New Orleans are some of the best in the country. But there's a controversy bubbling up down in New Orleans over a new restaurant's chef. And it's a place called Warbucks. And it's on Magazine Street, if you know the area. It's a mix of 90s hip-hop and skateboarding culture with an ultra-magnetic dining experience. Just serve some great food. You can calm down with that stuff.
Ultra-magnetic.
It's an ultra-magnetic dining experience. You're just going to be magnetized to the food that's served at this place. Warbucks is the brainchild of Todd Pusinelli.
What an unfortunate last name.
Chef and rapper, and his rapper name is Warbucks. And they said the problem is...
Why? Because DJ Pusinelli wasn't going to make it millions?
No, that's not going to work for the kids, I don't think. Well, none of this does. The graphic lyrics he uses describe acts such as D-slapping And number three on women like some Mardi Gras beads. In the wake of hashtag Me Too, those lyrics are causing the new eatery some static. Are they really, though? Especially when the restaurant industry, rife with sexual harassment, assault, and rampant sexism, I've heard that, is reckoning with its own ugliness. And especially when you consider who's bankrolling the operation, BRG Hospitality. So there's this guy, he's a rapper, and they're saying his lyrics are problematic. And to the people who get upset about that, the first thing I would say is I'd like to refer you to all of the rap. Because if you look at most rap songs over the years, there's undeniably a misogynistic tone to them with all kinds of terrible things going on. And everybody was okay with it. We sang along. We liked it. We liked the gritty side of life and the dirty things they were saying. And it also spawned a culture of female rappers who did the reverse, where they started using it to their advantage and talking about the sexualization of men in their lyric. This is part of the music form. I guess they're just mad because this is a chef doing this or what? I don't know. But my favorite thing was I tried to look this guy up and I found this old video of him. And now he's supposed to be cool and he's a rapper guy and he's got these offensive lyrics at his edgy place called Warbucks. And don't go to Warbucks. Just go to Turkey and the Wolf. You'll be happy with that decision. Trust me, one of the best places in New Orleans. And it's just a simple place that will blow your mind. But I found this video of him when he did one of his first TV appearances. And he's not doing the, yo, you know, I'm Chef Pussinelli, a.k.a. Warbuck. He's just, like, really buttoned up.
Chef Pussinelli, come eat at my deli.
He's just really put together. Listen.
Chef Pussinelli from the American Sector in the National World War II Museum. I prepared a lobster corn dog, which is a warm water lobster.
Oh, yeah.
It is battered in a corn dog batter and fried served with Creole mustard. Or it's a simple hors d'oeuvre that represents the restaurant.
It's a simple hors d'oeuvre.
And American food. The course I had prepared is a pulled pork macaroni and cheese, which is a very simple dish that is just...
All right, it sounds good. Leave it alone. I don't think there are that many people upset about this stuff. I think most people are just enjoying the restaurant and going to it.
Lobster corn dog sounds interesting.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, but you love corn dogs.
I do. One of his problems is that the restaurant's management company is John Besh, who's had some issues himself. I'm sure it'll all blow over. Here's Debbie 9091 with a dispatch.
Good afternoon, News Junkie crew. I am so freaking excited for Just Okay!
Yeah! Woo!
Okay, I'm out. I just had to say that.
Oh, that's it? That's all she had to say? We're excited too, are you kidding me? This is going to be absolutely awesome. The Ying Yang Twins, Young Tapes, 20 Penny Circus. I want to say so many things right now. I've got to calm myself. It'll be like a festival atmosphere out there with things happening around you 360 degrees and something to surprise you all the time and around every corner. So make sure you're paying attention when the tickets go on sale tomorrow. Some people were asking about general admission. VIP tickets are $99.99. That's dinner, and you get a couple of drinks, and you get a crazy VIP bag. Make sure you pick the right ticket because your shirt size is involved in this when you see it tomorrow. Obviously, you're getting a shirt and your VIP bag, but you're getting a hell of a lot more than that. And people are asking about a couple of things. Number one is, how much is general admission? And general admission is $79.99. People are getting angry already. general admission is $24.99, $24.99 for general admission. There will be some kind of a four-pack deal coming up over Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that kind of stuff that you can nab onto. If you're going to go with a bigger group, you might want to hang out for that. But those VIP tickets are going to go, and they're going to go fast. People from Secret Shows have been asking. We're going to address that tonight. Don't worry. Your Secret Shows subscribers, we take care of you because you take care of us. And if you want to squeeze in last minute and subscribe, now might be the time. Now might be the time for that. Go to GetSecretShows.com.
Some people do that. They'll pay for a month just to get
in
the goods.
Yeah.
And then peace
out. Get your
magnet
and your sticker at some point. I'm way backed up on stuff now with everything going on. But you'll get your magnet and your sticker for signing up. You get access to the entire archive of shows. We're coming up on 100 plus all these bonus shows, well over 100. Video, audio, it's all there. And you're going to hear how you're going to benefit from being a Secret Show subscriber, Just Okay, tonight on the show. So make sure you're paying attention to that. Here's Smalls with a dispatch.
Hey, everybody. So catching up on the podcast, and Hey, Dad, didn't know you had a new slam piece.
Oh?
It's cool. You know, I'm not going to judge. Guy Fieri's, he got a nice personality. You guys make a cute little ship going on there.
Ship.
All right, everybody. Woo!
First of all, stop calling me Dad. I'm not your dad. Second of all...
Is this something this guy's been doing?
Yes, he always does that. It's like, Dad, what's going on? Every single dispatch, I'm not your dad, Smalls. As far as I'm aware, and just judging by your voice, I don't even know if it would be physically possible, age-wise. But... to your point there, I'm just dipping my toes in the Flavortown pool. And I'll probably go no further. But he's a nice guy doing nice things for these fire victims in California. So I gotta...
He's swimming in the shallow end.
I'm not going deeper. Unless he does more good stuff. For now, I'm not going to eat... What's his sauce called?
Donkey sauce.
I'm not eating donkey sauce. Not yet.
Donkey sauce is delicious. Don't knock donkey sauce.
Maybe I'm going to eat donkey sauce. I never thought I'd say that. Here's the Land Nomad.
Hey, what's up, Junkies? Happy Thursday.
Hey.
So there's a movie with the guy, Sean William Scott from Dude, Where's My Car? And it's a movie about him being a tennis coach. And in that movie, I was watching it the other day, he's actually wearing a t-shirt that says Sweet. And it's got to be in reference to Dude, Where's My Car?
No.
Yeah.
And then...
No.
People like to hide little Easter eggs in their movies.
Yeah, I don't want to relive that one, though. Hey, I think you can hear me now. If you're there, Kurt from Maxine's on Sean, we got to bring him in, man. Today is a great day.
This week has just been full of an abundance of food and alcohol.
Beer, announcements. We're getting geared up. I've wanted to tell you at least the beginning details of the Just Okay Holiday Party forever. And now I hear Kurt from Maxine's on China brought by just a boatload of food for us. So I want to bring him in. I can't. What am I doing? You talk for a second. See, I'm going to grab him.
I think I heard there's a smorgasbord in there. Go yell for him. Yeah, bring him on in.
Come on and grab the seat over there.
We're going to have him in. Maxine's on China, of course, downtown. If you haven't been, excellent brunch and dinner spot.
Let's toss those headphones on, man.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of energy, too. He's ready to go. All right, let's kick out his mic.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for bringing by some food for us.
My pleasure, my brother. Man. I mean, you guys have come to my place on a few times.
Absolutely.
C-Lane, he's notorious for that ginormous Bloody Mary or mimosa.
Yeah.
From time to time.
They serve you, have you seen the glasses that they serve the Bloody Marys in? It's like a mason jar with a little stand.
It's a redneck Riviera wine glass done right.
You guys still make the mix yourself there, right?
Indeed we do, sir. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole lot of love. Bloody Mary, back in the day when drinking started, when they went from 18 to 21, I was grandfathered in. I'm giving away my age, I know. But I've been working on my Bloody Mary recipe for many a moon now.
Perfecting it?
Indeed, sir. Yeah. It can be no other way.
Maxine's is such a fun place to hang out, man. It's great food, always good music, good drinks.
Thank you.
I love that it's sort of in that cozy little neighborhood kind of area. Mm-hmm. It gives you a cool feel. But I'm telling you, sometimes I drive by brunch time. Damn, that place is packed. Yeah. You guys are doing all right.
If I remember correctly, the last time we spoke, you were going to a lot of town meetings, a lot of city planning. You were fighting for...
Liquor license.
Yes, which I heard you got.
Yeah, we got the governor to sign that bill a few months back. And what we were doing is we were just trying to say, let small restaurants be able to serve the same products that bigger restaurants do.
That's amazing.
Small business is the backbone of the economy, and we take one of the biggest bites out of hospitality and tourism in Orlando. Then why can't we be able to do some of the things that help to grow that industry? And so we did get a liquor bill passed that allowed small restaurants to have a liquor license for the same price as big places.
Who got the first full-on alcohol-filled drink at Maxine's?
The day that it happened. Me.
I thought that was
that was a done deal, brother. Done deal. Yes.
Give me the biggest glass. Give me that redneck Riviera glass, and just vodka to the top, please.
Yes. And we have been blessed with so many people walking in and just saying, "Hey, so proud, so happy," and which leads us up to where we're getting this weekend.
You put a lot of work into that, and I'm sure there's some other small restaurants that are benefiting from that may not have put in the work, but you were the one on the front lines.
Thank you,
doing the work and. a lot of people appreciate
that.
Yeah,
we worked with the city for about 5.5 years. It was a nice little round table of restaurant tours. And then finally, after a couple of years, the city said, hey, yeah, let's make a move on this. And, you know, you're using your collateral, your political collateral, on any movement that you try to get done in Tallahassee.
Sure.
And so you're trying to do this, not necessarily a special interest kind of bill, but really what it's doing is it's engaging our industry right here. And it was really cool. The city of Orlando got behind it. We had to take it. We had to get it in front of Orange County Senate. We had Representative Mike Miller. We had Linda Stewart. They in turn brought it to the Florida Senate. We got then governor, or still governor, yes, Rick Scott. Yeah, he signed it. And and so now it's happened. And we got this little radius that's helping out people that are handicapped by being in small historical spaces that can't meet the regulations that the state requires for you to have a full liquor license. Gotcha. And make it affordable.
Now, so, I was today years old when I found out that Orange County has its own Senate. I just,
Well, when you got this all done, did you have to immediately buy a new liquor license, or was it within what you have?
So really what happened there is so the bill gets passed, and then you have to change, and it's an extension in series is what they call it. Nowadays it's called an SFS.
Yeah.
That's a special food service license. And what it does is it allows restaurants that previously you had to have 150 seats or 1,500 square feet, and you had to retain 51% or more of your revenue from food, 49% or less from alcohol,
right,
in order to get this. Well, I kept saying, hey, why do I have to have 150 seats? It's like you and me in C-Lane, we're going to a movie one night, and you and I say, hey, man, we want to see the latest Star Wars, but C-Lane's like, no way, I'm going to go see the 50 Shades of whatever. The ticket taker looks at
sounds
us
like
and
something
goes,
I would do.
No, there we go. I'm playing along with you there, brother. So, and the ticket taker looks at us and goes, hey, Sean, Kurt, you guys are all good. I can get you tickets to that, but C-Lane, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. And we go, why? Well, you see, in our movie theater, we have 100 seats, and yes, we have beautiful seats, and we got great food and all that kind of stuff. But because we have 100 seats, we're allowed to show PG-13 movies.
Right. It's just
but if
not
we had
fair.
101, we could show R-rated movies too.
Well, I'm glad they got that all ironed out.
They did.
That's great. The place is great. What's going on this weekend?
This weekend, brother, again, we have been incredibly blessed by the city of Orlando and coming out. We've got our 7th anniversary, lucky number 7 anniversary, Rock the Block Party.
Nice.
Yeah, and as you know, and it gets crazy on Sundays, and I can think, we're taking over Shine Avenue in front of our place. And for those of you that don't know, we're just east of Lake Eola in the historic area of South Colonial Town, right behind the downtown YMCA. So we're rocking the block. We're putting a stage in the middle of the street. We got the man, one of the main men in music in Orlando, headlining on the stage, Mr. Eugene Snowden.
Eugene
Snowden and friends are going to be playing. He actually sang to Maxine and I 18 years ago in the Copper Rocket the first night we met. So we said, we got to have him on. We got a couple of the bands, Katie Burkus, Megan Navarro, and inside, host of Sunday Morning Coming Down, we have Mr. Joseph Martins and his beautiful wife, Jessie. Juno Smile are going to be performing in all night. We've got the vaudevillian shows. Are you ready for a mermaid burlesque dancer?
I guess
so. Are you ready for a pole dancer in the middle of the street?
I didn't
I didn't think you did, but look, if y'all can see the smile on his face right now, he's getting jacked as a possibility for Saturday. So this Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.,
all right.
We've got this block party going on. It's free. It's free. Did I say it's free? Because I mean it's free. Come on in. We're going to have really all the food and drinks are going to be $5. That's it. We won't mention everything that's there. And our partner on this for the charity side, it's Local Love in conjunction with Orlando City Foundation. We just had both groups in the other night, so Kay Rollins was in like, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to do these beautiful photographs, and a local artist is going to be painting an amazing background, and Local Love's going to take the photo. You're going to make a donation, and that donation is going to help to eliminate food deserts here in downtown Orlando with the Orlando City Foundation.
Well,
so it's a feel good.
You got music, you got food, you got
pole
things
dancers
for people to check out, and there's mermaids and pole dancers.
There it is.
It's all
that's
there.
That's where it's at.
Check it out this weekend. What time's it kick off?
Again, thanks, Sean. 3 to 8 p.m. for us.
3 to 8 p.m. over there. Maxine's right on Shine. And thanks for bringing by the food, man. We love
your
stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate
Thank you for doing
it. Good
what
to
you
have
do.
You in here. We'll be back in just a second. It's the news, Junkie on Real Radio.
The show that takes you from Skywall Summer to Jack Rocket Fall, whatever that means. This is the News Junkie.
The next episode, in just a moment, jump on the hype train for the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. This is going to be great, and you haven't heard the quarter of it really yet. But we announced earlier at noon, Saturday, December 15th, the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party, Washington Square, downtown Orlando. We're taking the party to the streets where maybe it belongs, where we can get away with things, where we can show a little more skin, where we can have bigger acts perform. And the Ying Yang Twins will be throwing a party to close it out on the stage. You also have Young Tapes, a local band that plays 2000s songs and are damn good at it. Trust me, they'll be fun. As you walk in, they're going to hit the stage and start immediately with energy, with songs you're familiar with, and with a cool stage show that you'll absolutely love. Freak show acts all over the place, including major acts on stage, stuff we've never done before. And tickets are on sale tomorrow. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Get those VIP tickets, because if you heard me describe that earlier, trust me, I'm working my ass off on that particular thing. I mean, the VIP thing is the thing I'm focused on. So I'm going to put everything into making this something that you love from front to back and you're excited about. It's going to be a great time. And wait till you hear the rest of what we have to offer. For now, let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV.
And you can't possibly keep up with all of it.
Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Nothing.
Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with...
with me!
Explosions, blah, blah,
bam,
blah.
Bam, bam!
There we go.
Boom.
I mean, I looked at the log and I saw the next episode was in there. I was like, oh, I better go get some stuff off the printer.
Hey, I got news that's related to this.
What's going on?
As of just moments ago, country music legend Roy Clark is dead.
Oh.
I don't know who that is, but I'm not going to do like the sports radio host and go, who cares?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we could look up some Roy Clark and see what he's famous for. Does it say what he's famous for?
Hee Haw star is dead at 85. Hee Haw was a pretty big deal way back when. And, you know, all the other hits that he had, unfortunately, yeah. He has passed.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Well, that was a good one, yeah. Isn't that a Doors song?
No, that's Riders on the Storm.
That. 76, Branson's Got It All.
That's not... I don't know what that is. I don't have time to go through it and find the actual song, but rest in peace, Roy Clark. There is a weird rumor that has been somewhat confirmed.
Yeah?
I don't know where this
is. What was that? What are you got going on?
I have no clue
there?
What's going on over here. There's a whole lot of things happening.
Take a second. I know what's happening here. I want to let everybody else know what's going on, okay? I'm going to open the curtain over
here.
Here's
where it happens.
Maxine's on Sean. First of all, Kurt shot out of a cannon. All the energy in the world. He's ready to go.
Said almost as many words by himself as you two, the two of us did the whole show.
He ran away with it. You're not going to get that guy in a butterfly net. He's going to do his thing. And when he leaves, all of us run into the green room and start diving in. That is the best damn
holy
meatloaf
hell
I think I've ever had. I mean, that is Maxine's on Shine, damn good meatloaf. Grab that stuff as soon as you can.
So there's been a weird rumor about this particular person.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. As you may or may not know, Taylor Swift took sort of a break from the public eye for a while. It was before the release of her most recent album, Reputation. She managed to evade paparazzi while she made the record. And
that can't be easy for somebody of her caliber.
No, it's not. For somebody who probably has people camping out where she lives.
The bushes and stuff.
Yeah, so days turned into months without a single Swift sighting. And some fans began to ask, where was the singer and how was she managing to dodge the paparazzi? We have a right to Swift pictures.
Of course.
Swift pics. And in July of 2017, some pictures started going around. Showing two hulking bodyguards carrying a large suitcase out of Swift's New York apartment. Whatever was in there appeared to be quite heavy. At first surfaced
on equipment or something?
The picture first, some sort of possible music equipment, you could call it that. It first surfaced on a photo website, Splash News, who captioned it thusly, Taylor Swift being transported in a huge suitcase from her Tribeca apartment into her trunk. Into her truck in the trunk. And they go, wait a second. Is this right? Is this correct? This is all we have to go by is this picture of these two burly boys of a bodyguard hauling this big load.
It must be a giant container to fit a human being in.
She's not a small person. She's like 6 feet tall, I think, too. And in a new interview with Vogue UK, former One Direction star Zayn Malik has seemed to confirm.
Damn, she's 5'10".
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, well then.
That's tall.
With the heels on, that's 6 foot right there. Malik seems to confirm the rumor and suggest it wasn't a one-time thing. Vogue says it like this: Malik seems more like an undergrad than an internationally swooned over famous person, though his small talk is a giveaway. She was traveling around in a suitcase, he says, eyes agog of his pal Taylor Swift's ability to avoid the paparazzi. Now, was she really in a suitcase, or did they just say...
I hope so.
Like, all of her stuff. If she was really going through those lengths to avoid being photographed, that's a little on the crazy
side. Good promotion, though. People are talking about it.
Have you seen... Did you see my favorite thing to happen to the... new Pokemon Pikachu Detective Pikachu trailer?
I sat there and I put myself out there. You know, I bled and put myself out there, and nobody else joined with me in saying that this Pokemon trailer was fantastic.
Well, this is the best thing I've seen happen to it so far, because Pikachu talks, and the other main character of the movie can hear Pikachu say things, you know, not just Piku Piku or whatever. Yeah. It's got a voice. And it's the voice of one Mr. Ryan Reynolds. But yeah. Somebody said, what if it wasn't Ryan Reynolds? What if it was someone else?
Whoever you are, I know how to use this.
I'm animated. I'm a throwback. I'm here.
I'm an explorer. God.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
That'd be a twist.
Do you understand that?
You can hear him, right?
Pika Pika Pika, he's adorable.
Destroy the child, corrupt them all.
What else, hear him?
I like women, not men. And if I like men, I'd be proud of it.
Yeah.
I have a line of them.
Been in bed with no man.
They cut the whole trailer and just replaced all of Ryan Reynolds' dialogue with the finest of Alex Jones. Jennifer Lawrence is pissing people off. There's a new Dior ad. It's a campaign and is being criticized for taking inspiration from Mexican women without featuring any actual Mexican women. Instead, it stars Jennifer Lawrence modeling dresses and embroidered handbags made to reflect a modernized version of Escaramuza horseback riders from Mexico. So there's some people on Twitter that are crying cultural appropriation. The problem, while Lawrence's statement in the ad claims the campaign aims to celebrate these women's heritage through a modern lens, some people aren't so convinced, calling it the cultural appropriation. Phoebe Robinson, co-host of the podcast Two Dope Queens, took to Instagram to call out the ad for being ignorant and gross.
Call-out culture is so fun.
In her mind, it doesn't make sense for Dior and Lawrence to celebrate the Mexican writers by having a rich white woman named Jennifer. Well, I don't know why her name has... Jennifer is a pretty white name, tell that to Jennifer Lopez. Be the face of this campaign. She's wondering why they didn't choose one of the wealthy, actually Mexican actresses available, like Selma Hayek, Carla Souza, Jessica Alba, Selena Gomez, Eva Longoria, and more. And that started the internet ball rolling, and everybody's all up in arms about that. Spike Lee has responded in the true Spike Lee form to the whole Spike Lee-Stanley mix-up. If it's true that you're nobody until someone has killed you off, Spike Lee might actually be on his way. We talked about yesterday how the Marvel legend Stan Lee passed away at 95, but when a New Zealand newspaper reported the news, they used the director's name alongside a picture of the real Stan Lee. The 61-year-old shared a screenshot of the front page of the Gisborne?
Gisborne.
I'm going to go with Gisborne, probably.
We're all the other one.
The Gisborne Herald was a whole different newspaper. Feature Stan Lee's obit with a name attached on the gram with a caption. He wrote, God bless Stan Lee, me, not yet, and dat's da, I'm still alive and striving truth, Ruth. You dig? Show enough.
I dig.
So far, the Gisborne Herald has not made any comment on the situation.
I see. Well, we're behind here. What do you got? You got anything to wrap it up?
Yeah, I got the good news for people who believe in true love. There may be a Brangelina reunion for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And on the boob tube, Grey's Anatomy on ABC, Murphy Brown on CBS, the Green Bay Packers at the Seattle Seahawks on NFL Football on Fox, and Michelle Obama will be peddling her new book on Jimmy Kimmel alongside Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's it for today, and remember...
Storytime with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
And I see colors when I hear your voice.
running fast today. We'll get to live trivia in just a second. I just, a matter of seconds ago, got from our artists who we use for a lot of the shirts and different things that we do. And, of course, each year, the Just Okay Holiday posters and magnets. I just got the artwork, and it is absolutely badass. So we will leak that out either tomorrow or Monday and keep driving the attention toward the Just Okay Holiday Party. I got another little tip for you, something that you're going to want to know. We'll do it right after live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. Play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case, get it. Search for the News Junkie in the App Store. And now, live trivia.
That is live trivia for a Thursday, November 15th, 2018. Seven questions, two callers, and you. You're playing along in the News Junkie app in 10, 9, 8. You get it very soon. Answer quickly. Let's go pick our players. Let's see here. Angel, are you there? Uh-oh. Angel?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're with us? You're ready to go? You're prepared?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Nice, good. And let's put you up against Jazzy Jeff. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got it. Jazzy Jeff and Angel are players in live trivia today. Best of luck to the two of you. Let's kick it off with question number one. New medical guidelines are calling on doctors to screen adults for this. Is it alcohol abuse, Tide Pod abuse, vaping, or political affiliation? Angel, go ahead.
Number one.
What do you think, Jazzy Jeff?
Numero uno.
All right, we'll go over to number two. A Chinese man doing some drunk online shopping on a Singles Day found that instead of purchasing clothes, he accidentally bought a peacock, a salamander, and one of these. Or some of these. 15 statues, a set of golf clubs, a pig, or an electric guitar. Which one's right, Jazzy Jeff?
Piggly Wiggly.
All right, what do you think, Angel?
Oink, oink.
You seem confident in that. We'll go over to number three. The movie Bohemian Rhapsody was shortened in Malaysia by a censorship board. They removed the scenes containing this. Drug use, rock music, nudity, or gay stuff. Angel.
Gay stuff.
What do you think, Jazzy Jeff?
Gay stuff it is.
We're cruising along to number four. Actor, comedian David Spade told TMZ this week he's pissed at what an NFL player for ruining his fantasy football team. Was it Jameis Winston, Le'Veon Bell? Am I saying that right?
Le'Veon.
Le'Veon Bell, Tom Brady, or just any Oakland Raider? Jazzy Jeff.
Bell.
You say Bell? What do you say, Angel?
Tom Brady.
All right, on to number five. Despite a heated debate, dispatchers agreed the only brand of ketchup worth a damn is this one. Is it Fancy Ketchup, Hunt's, Red Gold, or Heinz? And you're up, Angel.
Heinz.
Jazzy Jeff.
Heinz.
Number six, a 15-year-old boy was given 6 points on his future driver's license after police caught him speeding on this. Was he on his electric scooter, his mini motorcycle, his Vespa, or his drone? Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, no, the first one.
All right, Angel.
I'll go the second one.
And gentlemen, we have arrived at question number seven. Yesterday, we learned that Sir Elton John, his middle name was picked for a horse named what? His middle name, what was it? And it was picked after a horse with the same name. Zeus, Hercules, Artemis, or Sarah Jessica? Angel.
Artemis.
Jazzy Jeff.
Yep, Artemis as well.
All right, you heartless monster, you terrible.
Oh, come on.
You heartless monster. Angel and Jazzy Jeff, the players in live trivia today, and of course you. We'll see how you fared playing along in the News Junkie app. Live trivia is brought to you by Nations Trucks, and they have a pretty good website considering the name, nationstrucks.com. I mean, what better could you ask for? Nationstrucks.com is going to bring you the most badass, the biggest, the best, the jacked up trucks, the fast trucks, anything you're looking for. The only thing they're missing, and this is a fortunate thing, the only thing they don't have at Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com
is cars.
Is the premium that you pay when you buy one of these damn things brand new and waste your money.
Oh, you save thousands
you
versus buying new.
The best damn deals you can imagine over at NationsTrucks.com. Let's fling back through them. Angel, Jazzy Jeff, number one is where it all started. New medical guidelines have doctors screening for this.
Both of them said alcohol use, and that was correct.
Number two, a Chinese man doing some drunk online shopping on Singles Day bought a peacock, a salamander, and this.
Did you happen to recognize any of the other things on that list?
Oh.
15 statues, set of golf clubs, electric guitar, all things that Sean Wasson has bought. But luckily, accurate. Jazzy Jeff and Angel both said a pig, and that was correct.
That is accurate. I didn't realize that I was a... Yep, that's... That checks out. Number three, Bohemian Rhapsody was shortened in Malaysia. They took out this.
They both said gay stuff, and that was correct.
Number four, David Spade's mad at this NFL player.
Angel said Tom Brady, and that was incorrect. But Jazzy Jeff got it right with Le'Veon Bell.
Brady Gaga's? You still Brady Gaga's?
No, I'm Lutz to Butts.
Oh, okay. All right, I like that better than Brady Gaga's. That was not the right answer on that one, though. We'll go to number five. After a heated debate, I think some of us, or at least most of us, agreed this is the best ketchup.
There is no other besides Heinz, and they both got that one correct.
Of course they did. Number six, a 15-year-old boy got some points on his license that he doesn't even have yet. He was speeding on this.
Angel said it was a mini motorcycle, and that was not quite right. Jazzy Jeff got it right. It was an electric scooter we were looking for.
Number seven, the final question. Elton John's middle name is what?
They both said Artemis, and Elton Artemis John sounds like it would make a little more sense, but it's not. His name is Elton Hercules John, but we do have a winner with 6 points. Jazzy Jeff wins live trivia.
Right! Yeah! Congratulations, Jazzy Jeff. You are the winner of live trivia. Hold on tight. And we're going to set you up with a great prize. Does Josh have the prizes?
I think so. Here's the thing.
Yeah. They
they
changed the password to our prize website.
What?
Stand by for 1 second.
Just make stuff up, and then Real Radio has to deliver on the promise.
How about
a trip
you make
to
Hawaii?
No.
You can't. Yeah, I know you can't do that because I worked at a station where a guy did it, and then they were scrambling to put together thousands of dollars so that we can send this listener off to that place.
And
so,
they sent that that particular radio personality off to unemployment land.
See you later for a while.
So I'm going to guess it's a pair of... Oh, you got it?
Yeah, turns out we have a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
At the Amway...
We make it scary.
That is scary. At the Amway Center on December 15th, you can go to realradio.fm, keyword tickets, to buy yours today. And a pair of tickets...
Whoa.
Two classic albums live, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. At Hard Rock
Live. Both of them are dead.
Next Friday, the 23rd. RealRadio.fm keyword events.
He scared you to death over there. Thanks for joining us, by the way. We appreciate it.
You know why he's here.
I know what's happening. We got beers rolling.
Beer next segment. He texts me on his way in. He goes, is Sabrina not there? And if so, can I have her beer?
It's like a cartoon character. When somebody puts the pie on the counter and the smell starts running.
I followed the trail.
All right, just brings them right here. Well, thank you. Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
Advancing to the top of the scoreboard with 2,390 points. Took my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was Bry is at the lead, followed by Pizza Peisenberg. Ask Holyo, Ocala Chris, B. Dillinger, Username, Fancy Nancy, Punkin' Drublick, My Best Friend, and the Dita falls to the 10th spot. Back five looked like Ian, the Elevator Guy, Tommy Awesome, Bradio, and My Brother Can Suck It.
There you go. Take that, brother. And hello, Bradio. He's always helping out with something behind the scenes. And we appreciate you all for playing along. Search for The News Junkie.
Look at Pizza Peisenberg's profile picture right now.
Should I, or will I be enraged when I see
this? You won't
be
enraged. He's hand-brawing his other half.
My good God. All right, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Good for you, David Cross knockoff.
Low-rent David Cross, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, there you are. He's going to get some profile clicks today.
Yeah.
Head on over to Pizza Peisenberg.
Just so
profile.
Happens to be the second spot on the scoreboard right when that those two lined up very well for him.
Look at
and
that.
And for her.
Well, join in on the fun. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Download the app now. Get all ready to go because we'll do live trivia again tomorrow. Whoever's on top of that scoreboard, they're going to get themselves a great prize, as we always have here on the show. When we come back, we've been talking about the 5th annual Just Okay holiday party. I got a secret that's going to help you out if you're interested in this. Little secret for you. We'll talk about that next. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
The kind of crew who types the word functioning in bold, italic, and underline. This is the News Junkie.
We'll get to your dispatches in just a moment. Lots going on today. The show is flying by, and we're getting hit with stuff about just okay every 5 seconds or so. I got a tip for you, and I want everybody to know this, and then something else in just a second. But the tip is this. The email alert list is still up, and you can sign up for it. If you want to get the email tomorrow when VIP tickets and general admission tickets go on sale, so you can nab yours quickly, the email alert is still up. It's at justokparty.com, and it's going to be sent out in the order that people signed up. So you will get yours in advance of other people if you signed up first. It's a staggered release when these emails go out tomorrow. And it's going to be tomorrow morning, and that's about all we'll say about the timing of this. If you missed the details earlier, that might help. Saturday, December 15th is the 5th annual Just Okay holiday party. It's in Washington Square, downtown Orlando. It's going to be a massive fest of a party. There's going to be stuff going on everywhere. A party of a performance from the Ying Yang Twins. We're going to have the Young Tapes playing 2,000 songs, not 2,000 songs.
It's going to be a long party.
Songs for the 2000s. We're going to have freak show performers. We're going to have special guest superstars with hits that you know, and many more bands that will be announced throughout the next 4 weeks as we wind up for a home run. Look at those baseball tie-ins I'm dropping right now.
Yeah.
Killing it, bro.
Of a show going down on Saturday, December 15th. Yeah, Ying Yang Twins. And wait till you hear the other groups and performers that we announced. 20 Penny Circus, which has been a huge hit at all these shows. They've been there with us since basically the beginning, and they're super talented guys. And other stage shows that are going to blow your mind.
Blow it.
We're probably going to get arrested by the end of the night. It's a possibility.
Is that a goal?
Hey, don't worry. We have police officers who will be providing security for the event. So
on the payroll. Huh?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And, of course, one of our sponsors, the DeWitt Law Firm, will be at the ready.
And Moses DeWitt, he'll get us out of whatever weird position we end up getting in, which we definitely will.
How are we somehow making our lawyer pay to represent us?
That's true. He's a big sponsor. The biggest sponsor of the Just Okay Holiday Party, and he's going to be there to bail us out when we need him the most.
He's a really good lawyer.
He is. He's very talented at what he does. His luge is going to be there, which C-Lane is as excited as could be about, a giant ice luge.
I want to put my face in that thing.
From the DeWitt Law Firm, which everybody could put their face in. The VIP area will be a giant tent. We're going to need your shirt size when you get your VIP ticket. That means you're getting a shirt in your VIP bag, but you're getting a whole lot more than that. The shirt's not even the most valuable or biggest or most interesting thing in the bag this year. But sign up, justokparty.com, so you get that first alert. We're setting up right now a promo code for Secret Show subscribers, so you get a little discount, a little benefit for being a subscriber and supporting us with the uncensored shows on the app and beyond. And I just sent you, take a look, check out your Gmail.
Okay.
I just sent you the posters for this year. Love it. Love the colors. Love the way he brought the street atmosphere to it. Charlie Layton is so damn talented.
Ooh.
Guy who makes this stuff.
Yeah.
These came out really good. We're going to reveal them probably tomorrow or Monday maybe. And then those will be up on massive, massive banners.
Oh, that's badass.
In Washington Square. They'll also be corresponding magnets for all four of this year's designs.
Nice.
And this is going to bring Washington Square alive on December 15th.
Well, he is so good.
Yeah, he's super, super talented. I'm getting excited myself over here.
I always, when I see people like that, that are like that artistically talented, I go, man, I wish I had that. I've never had that. I've always wanted to be able to draw like that. And then I remind myself, oh, yeah, but people look at me and think the same thing about, like, playing musical instruments.
Sure, yeah.
So I got something. I like what I got.
Do you ever do what I do and go, man, that person's so talented at art. You know what? I haven't tried drawing anything in a while. Let me give it a shot.
And it doesn't work out.
I got worse somehow. I don't know how, but I got worse somehow.
Use it or lose it.
I lost it, all of it. I'm going to post this on social media as well so you can get last minute on the Just Okay Holiday Party alert list. Don't worry. If you're already on there, you are in a different grouping, and you're going to get your email faster than the folks who are jumping on now. But we want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity, not just at the tickets, because there's going to be a lot of tickets, and you'll be able to, if you don't have the money tomorrow when they go on sale tomorrow morning, to get one right away or get two right away.
Does it mean just to give out the link to buy tickets now? They can't do it. It just says this event cannot be found.
Just clicking away. We'll wait to give that away for the email blast that we do. But you'll probably be able to get general admission tickets if you have to wait a couple of weeks or something to get the money to do. We understand how that is. And that's why we wanted to make it cheap at $24.99. Do not think for a second that we're making it rain on ourselves here.
Mm-mm, no.
Just raking in the money, because that certainly is not the case. The goal here is to put on a kick-ass party.
Yeah,
to show things on that stage that you will not believe.
We don't have the overhead to make it rain on ourselves at this particular point. It's more like us begging and pleading with the powers that be to let us to approve such the budget for what we're doing.
Yeah, if we make it rain, it's going to hurt because it'll be coins that are raining down, and that nobody wants that in the slightest. So make sure you sign up justokparty.com. That'll get you on that early alert list, and like I said, that'll go out tomorrow morning. More details probably tomorrow, next week, and as time rolls along. And I promise you, this is the announcement day, so you're going to hear a little more. Hold on, I'm writing this and posting on social media.
You Facebooking during the show right now, bro?
I'm totally Facebooking.
Bruh.
Right.
Facebooking, bro?
Let me see. And that's
I'll tell
posted.
You what, you can do that. I'm going to open this beer.
Oh, there you go. We're going to get to those in just a second. But we won't be hitting you over the head if you have no intention of going at all with this. It's just in the days where it really matters, and today's a big day for this event. So we're stoked about it. We hope you are too. Get on that alert list while you can. You got to make the most of the information you're getting right now, because you don't want to miss out on this. Now to the beers, uh-huh. Right? Now to that.
Yeah. I've already tried mine.
Let's see, what is this?
It's quite delicious.
This
is the Hawaiian Lion.
Ooh, this is different.
Yeah, it's this one's got a little bit of coconut in it. Coconut coffee porter.
Oh, that, okay, yeah. That's good. It's coffee and coconut. Coconut.
This is pretty good.
I love it.
I'm not a big coconut fan either, but I do like the coffee in this. They say Hawaiian Lion is by Big Top Brewing out of Sarasota. They combine bold flavors from the finest ingredients in a majestic way.
Majestic? What? How do they do that?
They start with a proprietary blend of local Java Dog coffee from right there in Sarasota, roasted the moment before going into the brew to maintain the flavor.
Damn.
And so that's a release from the beans, and then the
custom
blend.
There's 150 pounds of coconut in this one drink?
Yes. Well,
Can you believe it?
In the batch, when they make a big batch of it, they put 150 pounds of fresh coconut.
150 in here.
That would be a pretty heavy beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'd be able to carry three of them in here.
It's not my thing. It's not my kind of beer, but it is decent.
I like it. I like the smoothness of a porter. I think it's a decent one, and that's going to be available for sampling at the Wine and Craft Beer Stroll this weekend at Cranes Roost Park, Saturday and Sunday. Those discounted tickets are at Ticketmaster.com right now, and you can go sample all the wine and beer. There's going to be some food out there as well. I know Whole Foods has been bringing in stuff this week. And
they brought in a bunch of stuff yesterday. They were so nice to us.
A whole Thanksgiving dinner.
What a week. People Delicious. Are being too nice to us around here. It's almost making me uncomfortable. I'd rather them just go back to treating us like the folks over there. We're on the side. We're not that important to them. When they're treating us nice like this, I feel like, all right, what's going on here?
Yeah, what's happening soon?
This has been a textbook week for free food and booze for us.
Yes, it has. Well, thanks to them. It's good stuff, actually. It's not my style, but that's a pretty good beer right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a fun event this weekend. To the dispatches, here's Limp Wiener.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Not Sabrina. November so far, we're barely into the month, and it has already been a really eventful month for me.
Oh, good one?
My youngest son turned 18.
Oh, that's good.
Last week, and he's moving on with his life now.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I decided that we're going to get a divorce, and actually we're going this afternoon to do that. And it's been pretty sad.
Dude.
For them, because no more child support, no more medical, no more paying for everything, no more showing up to court for modification. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
This has been the year of Limpy. Hell yes.
Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Take some of that money you're saving to buy some tickets to the holiday party.
Yeah, and some condoms.
We want to see you out there. Here's Tater Boy, I think.
What up, News Junkie and crew? C-Lane, big up.
Yep.
Sean, what's up, sir?
Hey.
And,
couple empty seats there, I think.
Hey.
Well,
Josh is
I just
here
wanted
now.
To say this. What's mine say? F'd me. What's mine say? Ray. What's mine say? F'd me. Ray, F'd me.
Scary movie, too.
Peace.
God, why are we doing movie quotes?
It just reminded me, I was actually at a 311 concert one time. And what's funny about that?
Sorry, I was just clearing my throat.
You're clearing my ass. That was
I'm not clearing your ass.
311's not cool anymore?
I think 311's still cool.
I do too. Beautiful disaster, right?
And
me and you?
And I'm on the lawn. I think this was in Tampa. And I saw a dude with his shirt off that had a giant tattoo across his back that said sweet. And I was like,
from the movie?
From the movie.
Wow.
I mean,
did you tell him that was a bad decision?
No, I'm just like, I'm sure that there's a matching one. Like one of his biggest bros has one that says dude, and they probably thought it was hilarious.
High fives all the way around.
What does mine say?
Here's Husky Hemsworth.
Rumpf. Just okay is the same night as my company Christmas party.
Skip it.
It's an easy
choice.
I'm
already looking forward to next year. I mean, the things you guys got lined up for next year: midget tossing. Wet t-shirt contest, gravy wrestling.
Yeah!
You guys are getting the band back together, chasing Edmund to play for 2 hours.
Okay, I'm getting rid of it anyways. I don't know what he said
there.
Yeah,
that was questionable, I guess.
I don't think he would curse, but I sounded like a thing.
Something lit or something. Yeah. I didn't hear it. I actually did reach out to some of the guys in Chasing Edmund to talk about a tiny reunion, a one-song reunion.
Really?
At the Just Okay Holiday Party.
Do you know what song you would play?
I don't know. Not America's a Whore.
America's a Whore wasn't even a song, it was a poem. Josh, have you been to the Chasing Edmund website?
Yes, I've seen it a couple times.
Good journey over there.
Angel Fire or GeoCities?
We can tell exactly how many people have been to the Chasing Edmund website because it still has one of the counters on the bottom of it. If you visit there... let's see. Does it have the songs on here? Because I don't remember the name of the song.
2,191 visits.
Oh man.
And you did the alternating capital and lowercase letters on the Angel Fire website.
Is this email on here still active? It's an AOL address.
Don't you dare think that I did any of this, because this wasn't me. This was Aaron, who's in the band. I don't recognize any of these.
What do you mean,
things?
Don't you think that I did any of this? When I go to Chasing Edmund poems, two of them are written by Sean.
But I didn't put it up here.
One of them's called Junkie, if that was any sort of foreshadowing.
I didn't write that. I don't know what he's talking. Maybe I did.
Shattered glass surrounds me. Think I'm gonna run. Wonder why we risk our lives. Just to have fun.
All right, you know what? Just leave it alone. Leave it at that. Now it's off. I was going to do a reunion for one song at the Just Okay Holiday Party. Now, everybody who misses out on that fantastic performance.
Life was coming fast and real soon, but they hacked it all away for a needle and a spoon. You're like,
that wasn't.
You're like the Dr. Seuss of drug poems.
That was not a song. That was just something I wrote down somewhere. I think it wasn't supposed to be published on the Angel Fire site. Still a possibility. Might happen. And there's so many things in the works that when you hear it, you're going to lose your mind. So I can't wait to get into more of this. We'll sink in a little deeper in secret shows perhaps later. But get on that email list I said, justokparty.com. JustOkayParty.com. And we're back in just a second with Jury Duty. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
If you're not confused, you are not paying attention. This is the News Junkie.
Jury Duty in just a moment, and we'll get back to your dispatches just after 2 o'clock. But I want to remind you, justokparty.com is where you can go and get on that email alert list. Excuse me, I got hung up on it. The email alert list, and a couple people going, well, why was I on it before? If it's you're on a different list. This list will be sort of a second wave after the folks who signed up earlier. And you're going to get an alert maybe a couple minutes after, a handful of minutes after, we'll give you enough time to get out in front of them, maybe 10 minutes, and get your tickets. But I just know, and I'm trying to do this to be as fair as possible, at least as fair as I can, that VIP is going to sell out and that people are going to get angry again. And I hate when you're angry at me. It's just uncomfortable. It's just weird to be in that position. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by Just Okay Holiday sponsor, friend, and ice luge connoisseur, Moses DeWitt, and the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. That's their website. 1-800-DeWitt-LAW is the phone number. By the way, if you got a legal question you want to ask Moses directly on the phone, call tomorrow. I believe he's going to be in studio with us tomorrow, and so we'll take some more of your questions. That worked out last week, and a lot of people had questions they wanted to ask. So ask ASK at DeWittLaw.com if you want to do it right now. 1-800-DeWittLaw if you've been in an accident and you need to get a hold of Moses now. That's the best way to do things. This is a weird story to follow. There's a guy named Michael Avenatti. You may know him better as the attorney for Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
This bombastic guy has been, he's gotten a pretty big following just because he's sort of the anti-Trump. And I always find this stuff so interesting. When you get onto the outskirts of political acting and political, you know, ideology and stuff, people want the same things that they hate. And I'll explain this a little better, hopefully, with this. When you get on the fringes of ideology, let's say you have somebody on the right who's the biggest Donald Trump fan ever, and somebody on the left who just hates Donald Trump. Well, the reason they hate Donald Trump is not because he's bombastic or ridiculous or out there. It's because they disagree with him politically in some cases. This is not for everybody. I'm saying that for some people, this is the thing. But if they had somebody who was just as bombastic, just as out there, just as insane, but believed in their same political beliefs, it would be okay. My strong man versus your strong man, right? And that's a thing that people have. And I think Michael Avenatti, the difference between him and President Trump, I mean, maybe there's a little bit, certainly he's not in power, but he's out there and he's doing these ridiculous things to try to get attention off of everything. And he, in fact, one of the women, I think, that went through his law firm, which has all kinds of trouble on its own right now, but one of the women that went through his law firm is going to get in some trouble for the stuff that came up in the Kavanaugh situation. Not the main one, but there was a second person, I believe. All that aside, Michael Avenatti has his own problems to worry about right now because he has been arrested. Now, he's trying to say, the idea that I've been charged is ridiculous. And that's because he's been booked but not charged, which is, come on, you know, tomato, tomato. You've been booked on these charges. Then you're going to go into a courtroom before a judge, and they're going to likely put the charges against you. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Not always, but likely they're going to do that. He's denying all this stuff happened. The allegations are that he beat up some woman that he was dating. First, they said it was his ex-wife. Then they said it was some other woman, Laura or Lauren or something. Here he is at a press conference yesterday denying it.
First of all, I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work today. They had no option in light of the allegations. Secondly, I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate. I am not going to be intimidated from stopping what I am doing.
All right, so he's saying this is an intimidation tactic. He blamed some far-right conspirator. Here's what I want to tell you, and this is so important to think about. If you take this information and you run with it like you've scored a touchdown and spike the ball in the end zone, but when the Kavanaugh stuff was going on, you were going, wait, you know, we need evidence here. We can't just believe people. Those things don't add up. Sense. You're being contradictory. What you should do in every one of these cases is listen to what the accusations are, watch the story play out, see if it was bunk or if it was a legitimate claim against him, and then judge at that point. Wait until you get the information. That goes for everybody on every side of every political aisle you can imagine that gets wrapped up in this stuff. But far too often people go, do I agree politically with that person? and that will determine whether or not they believe the charges against them. Like, you hate somebody politically, so you're like, yep, I knew they were terrible. I knew they were bad people. Over to the polling issues that we're facing. Broward County finished the election recount ahead of their Thursday deadline. Good on you. They got the recount done with before they thought. Meanwhile, in Palm Beach County, they're trying to meet the deadline, and they had to pause overnight because they had some other problems with tabulation. Things not going well there, and a big court case to come, I'm sure. And now my favorite story to wrap up jury duty today. You saw this photo yesterday and reacted to it. Maybe we could shoot it up real quick and see it now.
Okay.
This guy named Charles Dion McDowell. He's 31 years old. Have you seen this guy's mugshot, Josh?
No.
You got to see this now.
This guy
got arrested.
Yes, I have.
When you type his name into Google, the first suggestion is Charles Dion McDowell neck.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't hang this guy. This guy has the biggest neck I've ever seen in my life. It's so bizarre looking. And he's Charles Dion McDowell, 31 years old. And don't look at me like that was racially tinged in any way, Celia. I'm talking about the guy's giant goddamn neck. Faces a multitude of drug-related charges, but thousands of commenters were interested in only one thing, just like me, the size of his neck.
That is...
Take a peek.
Oh, my... It's a canvas neck.
It looks Photoshopped, doesn't it?
Yes.
I didn't believe it was real. It looks like one of those fake stories where the person's eyeballs are pointing in different directions, and then there's some, like, you know, fake news headline along with it. But this is real, and... I want to know, how does this guy wear t-shirts? He's like, bust out the collar of a t-shirt
Looks
with
like
his neck.
He does wide v-necks.
It's pretty intense.
I mean, is he wearing, is he in a jumpsuit already in this picture? Or does he have, is that his like kind of button down where he probably can't button the first few?
His neck is like a trapezoid. You've got to see this. It's very visual. So pop up the app right now. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Look in the See It Now section. And you'll see what we're talking about. If you're on Android, hit the button in the top corner to open it in your browser. There's a fix on the way for the issue so many of you were emailing about. And more fixes for the app coming up in the next couple of weeks here. I promise you that. Details on a story about a flight attendant who is suing American Airlines. Why? And did this really happen to her? Because it's a pretty crazy story. That's coming up next. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1. He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is The News Junkie.
Rejoins in just a moment. This American Airlines lawsuit is pretty crazy, though. An American Airlines flight attendant is suing the airline for $1 million, accusing another crew member of assaulting her with a scarf and dragging her down the aisle of the plane. Now, that says to me that this is a pretty small human being, because you can't just drag somebody. I'm undraggable when it comes to the aisle of an American Airlines flight.
You think so?
Unless it's like one of the big international flights with extra rows, maybe.
Dragging her down the aisle sounds like how Josh's wedding is going to go down.
You son of a bitch.
Pull her along there. An American
Airlines. I was going to make that self-deprecating, but I thought, why?
Why? Toss it over.
I can't even be mad. It was just... As Jim would say, low-hanging fruit.
An American Airlines flight attendant is suing the Fort Worth, Texas-based airline over what she describes as a physical fight with another crew member. This happened in June of 2016, just now popping up, huh? According to Dallas Morning News, the flight attendant, Kathy, claims in a lawsuit that a fellow crew member, Laura, maliciously dug her fingernails into my arm and slammed the door of a beverage cart on my arm. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, about half of us have a lawsuit against the airlines because we've been whacked by the beverage cart a time or two when not paying attention. The news report also says that she grabbed my scarf, choked me, and dragged me in the aisle and did this all in front of passengers. She was a long-time employee, a long-time flight attendant. She was with the airline since 1985. Damn, she's been there for a while. And you now can join in that lawsuit, I think, hopefully, when it becomes class action, when everybody who gets hit by the drink carts is able to sue for all the money in the world. I love, you know, we talk about these class action lawsuits. just the other day, there was another one paid out, and I had so many people emailing and sending in some photo dispatches.
Wait a second, where's mine? I signed up for all of these.
What was it? It was like a PlayStation one or something.
Oh, I don't have PlayStation.
I don't remember which one it was, but this one that we talked about that people jumped on board with, and they were taking pictures of the checks that they got from their class action suit. Let's go over to Boston's Finest with a dispatch.
I'm so freaking excited for the Just Okay Holiday Party. I just number three'd everywhere.
Don't do that. That's a mess, that man.
Real convincing Boston accent.
I'm glad you're excited, but don't do that. Here's Daddy Two Time.
What is good, my junkies? Y'all caught me off guard with this ticket being available tomorrow thing. Although I'll be doing it. I'll be doing VIP again. I've had it every time I've gone. I just felt like the two or three times I've been, the tickets were released in December. But I could be wrong. My memory is toasted. But looking forward to it. You know, hey, regardless of whatever nitpicking we may have done in the past, the VIP's been worth it every time, in my opinion.
Good.
And I'll do it again this time, and I'll do it again next time. So see y'all then. Peace.
Hey, let's get real for a second. You guys pay for stuff. You pay for things. You pay for VIP. You pay to go to shows like this. We put them on, and we want you to have a blast, and you do, which is awesome. But you're allowed to nitpick. Like, make us better. You make us better by telling us the things that you didn't like. And C-Lane might not want the emails, but I'll take them. I'll take the hits.
No, that's fine.
I like to make it better every single year. And I thought last year was a great time. That was a fantastic event. But we can make that VIP better. And that's what we're doing this year. We can make that stage show better and bigger. And that's what we're doing this year.
I remember being at the event and just like the nerves were hitting me. Like, is anybody here?
Will anybody show up? Is it going to happen? Let's show up for these guys. Young Gang Twins. Thank God that was censored. Now, are they going to sing that censored or uncensored?
Uncensored. Oh, they do a fun show, man.
There's a lot of
filthy language
in this. Ying Yang Twins got a boatload of songs that are going to make people dance.
Get Low?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It goes on and on.
Oh, I hope they do Miss New Booty.
And I just really, really got a force that they do one of these Christmas songs. Their Christmas album is unheralded. It is not celebrated as the piece of genius artistry that it is.
I feel like most rap Christmas doesn't get its day in court.
It doesn't. They want to go for the stupid Mariah Carey stuff.
Ugh.
They want to go for the stuff we heard for years. This is where it's at right here. I mean, your Christmas party is a big time party now. Deck the club with piles of money.
La 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 la.
I can sing along. Make you think that she your honey.
La 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 la.
We gotta have them do some of this stuff. These guys are fun and they're gonna have a good time out there. Wait till you hear the other performers that are gonna be at the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. You will not be let down. Here's Nurse Jam.
Hey guys, this is gonna be my first Just Okay Holiday Party this year because
nice.
I just started going to your live events this past March when we went to the St. Patrick's Day party. But I am so excited. I can't wait. And when you said Ying Yang Twins, I almost lost my mind. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you guys do. It is so much fun when you do these events and everybody can get together and hang out. And, you know, even when it's not something this big and extravagant, it's still a really good time.
Good.
And we just really appreciate you guys. So
we appreciate
you. What you do. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you, Nurse Jan. Right back at you. This is just going to be a ridiculous event. If you listen, you go, Ying Yang Twins, I hate rap. There will be something for everybody at this. And there's more names to come. Here's Stretch.
Hey, News Junkie, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you all the things that you want to hear.
Forgot about the whisper.
Oh, my goodness. The Just Okay Holiday Party is sounding amazing already. Ying Yang Twins, Ice Luge. I'm sure there's so much more you're bursting at the seams to tell us.
I
cannot wait.
Things.
This will be my first ever Just Okay Holiday Party. I'm freaking excited. I'm going to be hovering in my email box tomorrow, waiting for the announcement to where I could purchase VIP tickets. Look forward to it. Look forward to meeting you guys. All right, let's get it.
All right, we'll do it. Here's Merv.
So, Sean, can I steal one of those huge-ass posters that you're going to be hanging around?
How are you going to get it? Those are going to be high. They're going to be way... The posters are too big to steal now. Again, goes to my theory of making things unstealable. it's not sticking with
it's
people.
A big wall.
But if you get things that are so big, people cannot steal them. Like, if you had a car that was of a certain size, it would become unstealable.
Is it drivable?
Barely. That's not even the most important thing.
That's the point.
The important thing is that it's not stealable. You get a diamond ring that of a certain size, nobody can steal that thing. It's going to have to be big, though. I mean, that's going to have to be
like... If you have a diamond ring that nobody can steal, then nobody can steal Courtney either, because she'll be weighted to the ground by it.
Just like a ball and chain holding you down. Oh, good. You know, I don't know. We're going to have those up. And I don't know if people are going to be able to get to them or not.
Have you seen this post? It's been going around of this couple that's doing engagement photos at a brewery, and they get photobombed by Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Of all the people who would pop into the background.
I know we had one recently. And I like this. I always love that these pictures just make me smile of like giant celebrities photobombing people or doing stuff like that. Whether the Tom Hanks... getting the drunk guy's phone thing was real or fake, I don't know, but if it's, I want it to be real because it's a funny story.
Can you imagine when you're at such a level of fame that all you have to do is stand for a second in the background of somebody's photo and you've done them this great thing?
Yeah, you've made their engagement photos. Emily and Tommy have the coolest engagement photos ever. The other recent one was Paul McCartney.
Right.
Was like riding his bike through the park, and through Central Park, I think, and people were doing engagement photos, and he just
pops
up for a laugh.
Right in the background. There is a crazy story about a man named Chris Wenzel. And he had almost all of his body covered with tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
He had tattoos everywhere. And he was from Saskatoon, which always sounds like a made-up place of a cartoon.
Then.
But he's from Saskatoon in Canada. And if you see him, he had just stuff everywhere, all over his body. He ended up dying. He had ulcerative colitis. And they said he had been complaining about his chest before his heart stopped beating. Now, some people are saying this is grisly. Others are okay with it. I've got another take on this that I'll get to in a second. But they're going to skin him to preserve all the tattoos. They said that his widow said, you wouldn't burn or bury a Picasso. You wouldn't burn or bury a Picasso.
But we would burn or bury Picasso if he was dead.
And
if things happened.
Yeah, have done that. And she goes, you wouldn't burn or bury a Picasso. The 41-year-old husband, they're going to bring him to a place, and they're going to they're going to skin him and preserve and frame his skin.
Why not just photograph and frame the photograph of his skin, of that work?
Once you get the skin off there... You're in freaky deaky territory already.
I mean, how are we preserving?
They can do it, and that's what I was going to get into.
You're going to like formaldehyde this guy?
My take on this, and this is sort of an interesting thing, you can collect these, believe it or not. People for a long time have cut off the tattoos of their dead loved ones. Even people sometimes, before they had tattoo removal, would just slice off a tattoo, slice off the skin, and keep it. And you can buy them like old ones with anchors and... You know, mermaids and stuff that sailors would have.
Gross.
And in a jar, preserved. If you look up preserved tattoo, I don't know if they sell them on eBay, but I've definitely seen them in a bunch of different weirdo stores where you collect stuff like this, the macabre collections.
Okay, yeah, no, here's a bunch of frames with preserved tattoo.
It's the actual skin from the person. But this would be the guy's whole body filleted and laid out. That's weird, but it's also pretty interesting. She says tattoos tell a story about a person, and for somebody to get something tattooed on them that they're displaying for life, you know, it must mean something to them. Well, I can tell you that not all my tattoos necessarily mean anything to me.
Oh, come on, though. You think that,
when
oh my
I die,
gosh, this tattoo has people having the sex.
Having the sex?
Having the sex.
They're having the sex.
In a position much like...
dogs?
Like a dog would.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's something else. You wouldn't burn or bury a Picasso, and that's what some of these pieces are. None of mine are Picasso quality. But if you want to skin
even
me,
that tramp stamp wasn't...
how dare you, sir.
Wasn't a Monet.
That is a back tattoo and not a tramp stamp. I will run up against that every time you make the claim, even though you're accurate in your assumptions. When we come back, people are paying an outrageous amount of money for about the dumbest thing I've heard of in some time. What are they paying? What is it? You're going to find that out next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Confirming all reports
and some of your biggest fears.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
Just stupid. You know, I love to see you make money. I love to see you save money. I love to see you do well for yourself. But when I see stuff like this, this is just stupid. I think you're going to agree with me on this, C-Lane. Josh, I don't know. Have you ever made a turkey? You don't seem like the guy who's cooking his own turkey on Thanksgiving.
Nope, never do.
All right, so you and I are out of this. We're in the clear.
Damn right, we're real men.
But some people are involved in this, and so they need to be chastised. They need to be told, no. Don't do that. It's a stupid move. Because when I see a headline that says people are paying $200 for designer Thanksgiving turkeys.
Nope.
I go, nah. There's nothing different. There's nothing different about that. Do you think the designer Thanksgiving turkey was walking around in a Louis Vuitton chicken suit or something? Or a turkey suit?
How much is it?
$200.
No.
$200. For a designer Thanksgiving turkey. What does that even mean?
Yeah, what's designer about it?
After, Gucci. Let's see what they say. In 2017, the Long Island resident had been a little too late to place her turkey order at Feisty Acres, a North Fork farm known for its organic heritage breed gobblers, at $9.99 per pound. They're about 10 times what your average supermarket bird goes for. And they're so sought after that customers are asked to put down a $55 deposit for their turkey. You throw down 55 bucks just to hold the turkey so you can pay 145 more, I think, depending on the size of the thing. Well, she did ultimately getting her two birds.
Is Neiman Marcus selling these turkeys?
That's what it sounds like, right? Neiman Marcus turkeys. Regular old butterball turkeys are fine. They're good. They're going to taste the same to you. And it's not about the turkey. Now, some cases, yes, it is. You want the turkey to have lived a good life, and the way it lived and died and the stresses it took on do, I think, have an impact on the taste of the animal. And these better cuts of meat sometimes are more impressive than others, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, a butterball turkey, it's about how you cook it, how you prepare it, what you put on it.
Regular old butterball turkeys just won't cut it for home cooks of elevated taste who prefer their gobblers organic, pasture-raised, and in demand. I'm sorry, but it's about how, if you're a home cook of elevated taste, then you elevate that turkey yourself.
I want to say that if you did a side-by-side taste test on this, it would be a coin flip. They wouldn't be able to pick out which one was which, because it's all about how you present the turkey.
If they were both prepared the same way, if they were both brined.
Spatchcocked.
C-Lane's favorite technique.
You know what? Sean tried to shame me yesterday about spatchcocking when Tom and Dan came in. And he was saying, we were talking about Thanksgiving, da-da-da-da, and Sean's like, C-Lane's all fancy. He likes to do this spatchcock thing.
He's all about it.
And Daniel was like, oh, yeah, that's what my mother did all the time. She does it to chickens, too. They cook a lot faster. And I'm like, yes!
You got one person on board with your spatchcocking.
So many people are on board with spatchcocking.
I'm telling you, here's...
Mostly scrotal nectar.
Here's what I take away from this. And we'll go to your dispatches, speaking of that, momentarily. What I take away from this is there's some people willing to pay $200 to talk about what kind of turkey they bought.
Yeah?
They want to talk about it. And they want to go, are you going over to Bob's house? No, I'm not going over. But he's having a regular butterball-ass turkey. I'm going over to James' house and Betty's house because they got a $200 designer turkey, and this thing's fancy as hell. Why would you ever do that? Don't waste your money on things like this. And it's really, truly, just obviously a giant waste of money.
You can taste a bird that's lived a good life.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't think that these birds are that different in their base value. Like, this bird is not, like, they're not massaging it day in and day out. You get to wander around, and the butterball turkeys in a cage. Some of those things might be true, but you're not going to know the difference, I don't think. Don't spend $200 on a damn designer turkey.
Now, have they...
Turkey still dies.
They said whether or not for $200, are you just getting the turkey
raw? That's a turkey, yeah.
You're not, they're not preparing it
nope.
for you?
Nope, you get nothing but just the turkey. It's just the raw turkey.
Gross.
And it's on you from there. And then I guess at that point, you're going to have to call the turkey talk line.
Winn-Dixie has a cooked turkey and sides for $50.
Did you ever have that or have your parents call that, the turkey talk line?
Not that I know of.
My mom used to do that. My mom didn't know how to cook very well. Never did. I mean, just would got by. Followed those hamburger helper directions to the T and made that some of the best cheeseburger hamburger helper I've ever had in my entire life. But... when it came to Thanksgiving, she ran into some problems. So I remember one Thanksgiving, she was actually on the phone calling the stupid turkey talk line. Or maybe it was the day before. I don't remember exactly which day it was. But that's up and running now. And wouldn't that be the weirdest gig to work at that place? Answer phone calls at the turkey talk line?
I bet you talk to a lot of just food idiots.
Yep.
Like, how long?
I got it in the microwave right now.
Yep.
How long do I put it on for?
Somebody posted that on Facebook on one of the groups where they're like, send your mom a text that says, how long do I microwave my turkey for, and see what she says back.
Watch her melt down. They get 100,000 questions every single year, and they're only open 7, 8 days a year. On Thanksgiving Day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., people are sitting in a building answering phones, telling you how to get ready with your butterball turkey. This year, the jobs are gone. They're fading away. I mean, they're still there. They're still there. But they're starting to fade away. You know why? Because robots. Robots and artificial intelligence take away all the stuff that we have. They take away the jobs as well. And Alexa now has the feature where there's a skill so you can ask questions about your turkey and you don't even need a human for your turkey talk line. You should be ashamed of yourself. If you do that, if you're talking to the computer and not some dear auntie who retired 10 years ago and now enjoys for 2 weeks out of the year answering the phone to the turkey helpline, you're a monster. You're a bad human being, and you should feel bad about yourself. Here's Papa Palpatine with a dispatch from the News Junkie app.
Hello, News Junkies. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I know I am. I am just loving this cooler weather. Loving it.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's funny, though. It's only like 60-something degrees, and I show up to campus today, the Seminole State campus, and almost everybody is in like their hoodies, their sweatpants,
yep.
And I seem to be the only one.
Welcome to Florida, buddy. This is how it works. If it gets down to any digit below 70, anything 70 or below, you're going to see a flock of people with winter coats, with hoodies, with, what do they call those shoes? Uggs? Are those like the big wintery shoes?
Yeah.
Like the big ones with fur around them?
The ones that look like Eskimos wear them.
Yeah, they'll crack those open and get those. Any excuse to do that, even if it's really beautiful like it is today.
Walking around in shorts and t-shirt. I don't get it. 60s is not that cold. 50s and 40s, that's cold. But when I'd be going to work and stuff, my boss would be like, oh man, it's so cold, it's 63 degrees, and I'm like, come on man, it's only
63. You'll be all right.
Enjoy it, because pretty soon it's going to be 50s, 40s, and maybe even 30s, and that's cold, so just take it all in for right now, because I'm sure, hopefully, you know, with warmer weather and everything, hopefully it gets cooler. So anyway, hope you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Papa Palpatine. Speaking of the Thanksgiving stuff, you know, obviously the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday and this huge, giant day to get sales. I think so much more of it's happening online now. I mean, probably still busy at the stores, and you got people tackling each other for flat-screen TVs and all that good stuff. But it's so intense at Walmarts in particular that their employees that work on Black Friday now have to undergo a virtual reality simulation of Black Friday.
Come on.
What? I want to do this so bad. Because I don't want to really work in a Walmart on Black Friday. But I kind of want the excitement of doing it virtually. I say, staring down a seemingly endless aisle of products, including an entire grocery store within a store, it seems like the shopping never ends at Walmart's Santa Clarita Supercenter, 30 miles north of Los Angeles. And then they go in to talk about this place and how it operates. The largest corporate investment in the VR industry, which will see 17,000 Oculus Go headsets sent to the company's 4,700 stores. It offers a vision of the technological changes altering the retail landscape. So if you work at Walmart and it's about to be Black Friday, they bring you to a room. They go, all right, sit down over here. And they slip on one of these Oculus headsets, which are better and better now. They're lighter. They've got all the audio and the video all included in what you're doing. So you put that on, and then they Velcro strap it around your head. And then they turn on the thing, and you're in the middle of a Walmart store, and it's Black Friday. And people are whizzing by you left and right. They're going every which way. It's kind of claustrophobic. People are trying to talk to you. There's a family that's pushing a cart full of this and a cart full of that. And you have to guide your way through Black Friday and get the right score at the end of it so that you can be ready to go for Team Walmart when Black Friday rolls around. It's going to be real different like that soon. The jobs that are left that robots don't take from us are going to be jobs where we're going to do a lot more virtual reality training, which is kind of cool in a way. Here's Papa. Oh, we did that one. Here's Testaclop.
Good morning or afternoon, news junkies.
Either
you guys
or.
Are currently talking about the study with the women and the beards, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say that the beard is probably more attractive because it looks like we have the patient to deal with their crap. Have a good day.
Wiggle, how are you getting that pop, out of pop. A beard?
Well, because it takes patience to grow a beard.
It takes patience, yes. I guess.
And you gotta like get through that awkward like dirt stashy creep stash thing before you get to the actual beard. Josh missed earlier where there was a study that said that women like beard men better than not beard men.
Every type of beard better than clean shaven. 8,000 something women, and number one was like a 10-day beard, then a full beard, then a stubble, and the least desirable was clean shaven. Wasn't there a time, I vaguely remember this, when Josh accidentally shaved his face? Or...
We don't talk about those dark ages.
Do you remember that, C-Lane? When he shaved his face, and I remember he came in and he was so upset about it.
I've never been more depressed in my life.
I was like, Josh, it's going to grow back in a week or so. And he was very upset.
ThinkPad was super depressed when he shaved his
beard.
When
he shaved it off.
It's like losing a whole part of yourself.
What did you do that made that happen? I forgot.
I was kind of Bob Ross freehanding my shaving experience with an electric trimmer and accidentally turned too close and grazed my cheek all the way down.
Oh.
And I couldn't leave it unconnected like that, so it had to go.
I didn't want to go around in front of people. I'm like, you just look younger. That's it. You look the same except
younger.
I have
a weak chin.
He didn't want that to be a thing. Let's go to
you. What if we found out that Josh had a butt chin?
Just perfectly hiding it.
I do not.
That would be weird. I remember it's something out of Bob's Burgers when the one time growing up when my dad shaved his mustache. He always had like the broom handle mustache.
Uh-huh.
No beard ever, but like the big, thick, bushy broom handle mustache. And then I don't even know why.
My dad rocked one of those for a while.
They were popular, I think, in the 80s and the 70s. And
like Tom Selleck.
Right.
Yeah,
thing.
My dad had one too.
It was like, oh man, this is a real man with a mustache over here. And my dad always had it, always looked exactly the same. And then I remember one time he went into the bathroom and shaved his face. I don't even know why, but he came out without a mustache. It's like, who are you? I've known this person for my entire life. And who are you? It's completely changed now. Here's Yoda Warrior. The first disc.
Good afternoon, news junkies.
Afternoon.
Yoda Warrior here with my first dispatch. Just found my first magnet also.
Nice.
Ran through the Publix parking lot, ripped it off the car, and took off. Yeah, mine now. Thanks. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
There you go. Thank you. Here's James right here.
What up, junkies?
Hey.
Yes, the holiday season is here, man. It's beautiful out right now. Sean, you're right. Crispy, right?
Nice.
A little bit of wind, you know, 60 degrees. It's all good. Hey, there's Marriott Suites down on the 429.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the back entrance of Disney.
Yeah.
By Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really, really nice hotel. I set my brother up there for a couple of days, and he really loved it. It's got a beautiful pool, nice bar.
Nice guy.
Concierge, all that good stuff. Room service all night.
Why are we doing this?
And actually pretty cheap. I think it's under $100. So
you don't want to do that for Just Okay, though. For Just Okay, you got to get in the mix of things. There's plenty of places.
Oh, yeah,
wherever you're coming from, all across the country, around the world, or from wherever you're coming from in the state of Florida, you can go to the 5th annual Just Okay holiday party, and you can stay at a damn nice hotel right downtown so that you can drunk wobble your ass right back over to that hotel when we're all done having a good time with the Yin Yang Twins and so many more acts. Saturday, December 15th, Washington Square, downtown Orlando. More details to come. Tickets on sale tomorrow. Excuse me. Tickets on sale tomorrow, and we're back in just a moment. My allergies are acting up so bad this week. It's like unbelievable.
Mine have been a little,
I don't know what it is.
Off kilter as well.
I can't, I'm talking, and then it just,
hope it's not the dog, because I can't get rid of that.
Dog's already there. That means you got to change, not the dog. You're going to have to be taking some Claritin every morning like I am, and just trying to wish for the best. Back with your final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Thursday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Follow him long enough and you could be treated to a late night live stream with slurred words. This is the News Junkie, Sean Watson.
Final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Thursday that has flown by.
Hell yeah.
And we've been treated like just royalty over here with the multiple places dropping off food. Graffiti Junction was nice enough to swing by.
Yeah, they're part of the thing going on in Altamont this weekend, the craft beer,
and wine stroll.
That's it.
And they are unloading food and beer on us, and you cannot complain about that. Delicious stuff from Graffiti Junction for sure. Thank you so much to the folks who dropped that off.
That's November 17th and 18th. Those tickets are discounted right now. If you can just go to Ticketmaster.com, you can find those. Altamont Art, Craft, and Wine Festival.
All right, let's do a couple quick dispatches. Here's Igloo Master.
Hey, what's up, junkies? I was just wondering if I can buy one VIP ticket and a regular general admission, and me and my wife still be able to hang out together. Thank you.
Yes, but she can't go into VIP. So, like, you can go anywhere you want with VIP. I know, you could go to the general admission sections is what I mean. But she's not going to be able, without a ticket, to be hanging out with you in VIP. But you can get your stuff, and you can get your drinks, and you can get your extra stuff. You just, if you want to hang out together, you'll have to mingle elsewhere. That's fine, though. You can still have fun that way. Here's Pizza Peisenberg.
Yoski Chodes. Wanted to check in quickly once I heard you guys were enjoying, Hawaiian Lion today in there in the studio. That's actually one of my personal favorites. I love coffee beers. I love coconut. I'm a bit late on this, but Team Almond Joy all day. TD, I believe it was. Your kids threw all those in the garbage. I'm super disappointed. You could have sent those into the studio, and I would have picked them up myself. Anyway, Hawaiian Lion, highly recommended. I say everybody go out to Crane's Roost this weekend, sample that beer, give enough of them to your girlfriend, turn her onto it like I did, and maybe she'll let you do a hand bra.
What do I know?
For the record, I don't even have to give her beers to do hand bras, though. She cool like that.
Oh, nice.
But don't listen to me. I'm hammered on Hawaiian Lion, and I love you.
Thank you, Peisenberg. We appreciate it. Quickly, the stories that didn't make the cut, I'm ripping through them. A man shouted, Heil Hitler, Heil Trump, during a Baltimore performance of Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Instagram's new dashboard.
Stole that from Park.
Tells you how much time you've wasted on the app. Disney's new live-action Dumbo trailer is ridiculous. You're going to cry if you watch it. Bitcoin plunges below $6,000. Is not going well. And toxic is the Oxford Dictionary word of the year. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Thursday, November 15th, 2018. Here we go. Let's just jump into the action, okay? Today I learned this guy. Who's ready for space books?
Me.
This guy.
The Rock.
The Rock is correct. Dwayne Johnson. Josh just drilled you, by the way, with that. Just absolutely drilled you. Laid in and drilled. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, his beard prosthetic for the movie Hercules, which I've never even seen, but the beard prosthetic he used was made of yak pubic hair. He said that took 3 hours to get ready for the film every single day. 3 hours, just layering yak pubic hair on your face. It's a big paycheck, though. I'll take it.
Beard hair?
I don't know.
From somebody else's. Why specifically?
Somebody was pulling a prank on him. Yeah. Somebody didn't like him. Taylor and the Kansas City Royals organization, the baseball team, is opposed to their players watching pornography. They said they're stepping up to the plate, recognizing the proven negative effects of porn and sexual exploitation and how they have the impact their players overall and overall team culture. The Kansas City Lawyers, or Kansas City Lawyers, the Kansas City Royals.
Get out there and hit the ball.
Are trying to stop the players from masturbating when they can. Today I learned.
A home run in court today, big guy.
Today I learned the three biggest media franchises in the world are Pokemon, Hello Kitty, and.
I'm moving on.
Not that.
This.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is right. That's number three. It's the highest
weird
grossing media franchise behind Hello Kitty and Pokemon. We're talking not millions, but like tens and even in some cases hundreds of billions of dollars. Right? That girl, you agree? Moving on, girl agrees.
Good for her.
Today, in virtually every country named syphilis after its enemies. The French called it Neapolitan disease, the disease of Naples, or Spanish disease. The French called it the Gaelic disease. The Germans called it the French evil. The Russians called it the Polish disease. Everybody tried to blame it on everybody else.
I think the Gaelic disease could go two ways.
Yeah, that's got a well-rounded meaning to it. Today I learned this guy.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Bach. Bach is correct.
Whatever.
I know that. I don't trust you.
Yo-Yo Hans Sebastian Bach.
Today I learned Bach, despite making divine music, had a deeply flawed character. Apparently, he even drew a sword on a bassoonist one time who picked a fight with him after Bach had insulted his performance of the performance of one of his pieces.
Who hasn't done that?
Just imagine that. Pulling out that to bassoon. Today, I learned this guy, these bands, these folks.
Three Doors Down.
Yeah. Three Doors Down is right. All the space bucks to you. Thanks again, Josh.
Woo!
Dragging out with us today, last minute. Today, I learned the drummer from Three Doors Down wrote this hit song, Kryptonite, when he was 15. Hanging out in math class.
Nerd.
Teacher said, you'll never go anywhere with this stuff. And she was wrong. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. Third to last Phillips Files coming up next.
Mm-hmm,
right here on Real Radio. I really don't mind what happens now.